You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. Fresno Grizzlies Baseball is brought to you by Sigmart, Express Furniture Rentals, Les Provence Apartment Homes, Toyota, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. The Fresno Grizzlies pregame show is brought to you by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Here is the voice of the Grizzlies, Tim Slack.
A cloudy but comfortable evening in downtown Fresno as the Lake Elsinore Storm are in the Central Valley to take on the Fresno Grizzlies for game two of this six-game series. Welcome to Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno. I'm Tim Slack. And the Grizzlies pulled out yet another one-run victory on Tuesday night, holding off the Storm 4-3. Fresno got single runs in the first and second innings before Lake Elsinore struck against the Grizzlies' bullpen with a three-run sixth inning. But Fresno answered back in the seventh, and it was the Grizzlies' response, a leadoff single by Tommy Hopvey, the Fresno State product, before he stole second. He eventually came around on a Roynier Hernandez RBI single. And then with the bases loaded, a balk after a mound visit, instantly after the mound visit, allowed Fresno to take the lead. They scored the go-ahead run, and then the bullpen shut it down. The bullpen has been really good all year. Fidel Ulloa worked a scoreless seventh inning to pick up the win. Luke Jewett, a scoreless eighth, and Nathan Blasick worked a scoreless ninth, worked around two walks, got a strikeout to earn his third save of the season. So the Grizzlies are back to 5-5 on the year, back to 500 in the early going, but they have proven that they can win close ball games. In fact, all three of their wins at home, three of the first four games they have played, they have won by one run each time, and their five wins this year have been by a combined total of six runs. So they found ways to score when it matters, and that has been crucial because all five of their wins have been close games. On the other hand, Lake Elsinore comes in, and they threw their top pitching prospect last night, Cash Mayfield. The Grizzlies were able to get some early runs against him. They have struggled to throw the ball, but they can hit, and they hit last night the professional debut of the Tennessee product, Kaveris Tears, and he hit a home run that still hasn't landed, showed off the power. They have a deep lineup, and they're looking to get to Ismael Luciano tonight. It'll be Luciano for the Grizzlies, making his third start, and he'll be opposed by Kleber Olmedo, a right-hander for the Storm, 6'1", 155 pounds out of Venezuela. Pitched last year for the Storm as well. He's worked one game so far this year, gave up six earned runs in 3 2/3. Well, starting pitching so crucial, it's been vital for the Grizzlies this year. And last night's starter, LeBaron Johnson, was fantastic in his second professional start. He's going to start again in front of the home fans on Sunday. And coming up, I have a chance to sit down and talk with him about the start to his pro career. Then we'll have lineups in first pitch. This is the Chuck Chancey Gold pregame show. We'll be right back with LeBaron Johnson and the lineups from downtown Fresno on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Oh no, the PTA, they've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid, get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning Judgy Glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Welcome back on the pregame show. Tim Slack with Grizzlies. Tuesday night starter LeBaron Johnson made his pro debut last week, home debut last night. Tell me about the emotions making your first pro start.
You know, I was nervous, of course. I think everybody's nervous for their first pro start. But I knew just kind of I was ready for it. I prepared the whole week for that night. So it's kind of eased my way into it. And it was good.
Yeah, it was more than good. It was perfect through the first four innings. Didn't have any problems. But having watched guys the first four nights, what did you feel like you learned that you were able to take away that you might not have picked up had you started, say, opening night?
I think something that I learned from the other guys was just, I guess, you don't have to be too perfect on the mound. A big assumption that I had was, you know, moving from college to professional was, okay, the hitters are going to be much, much more better. But I just learned kind of hitting's hard at the end of the day. So them going out there and be able to execute their pitches and compete, I just took that and ran with it.
Well, you certainly did, seven Ks in the first start, then six last night in the win over Lake Elsinore. What kind of growth did you feel from start to start, and how did you feel last night in front of the home fans?
I was talking to my coach, Jerry. He told me before the night, last night, that just backing up a start, like my first start like that, was going to be tough. But, I mean, just kind of just going out there and getting ahead, strike one, winning two out of three pitches, and then just staying ahead of hitters. I think that's kind of what I wanted to work on going into the second one.
One of the things that I've kind of noticed about you, obviously you would be classified as a strikeout artist with the power stuff that you have. But you got into a little trouble in the third and fourth inning, two guys on in both of those innings. What was going through your mind, and how do you kind of adjust in those situations? You got two strikeouts in both of those situations.
Kind of in those situations, things can speed up on you while you're on the mound. But if you're just able to kind of slow everything down and just execute pitches. Again, I have nine other players in the field. I think I got eight other players, nine being myself, to back me up, to get outs for me. So instead of trying to like do it all myself, which puts extra pressure on you, just kind of be able to trust your team to get the outs in those kind of situations. So that's how I kind of deal with that.
Well, it certainly looked good through the first two starts. Of course, fans will get another opportunity to see you Sunday afternoon when you throw the series finale at 105. But to get to know you a little bit, you're from Florida originally, went to Texas. You told me before that you've spent a couple of trips out onto the West Coast. What has been kind of maybe adjustment living-wise for you about coming to the Pacific time zone?
I think it's what you said, just kind of the time zone is very different from the East Coast. Back at home, we're 3 hours ahead. So kind of, I think if I want to talk to my family, I can't really talk to them how I want to just because of the time difference. But I think that's about the main thing. I've been over here a couple of times, so it's kind of adjusting to the time zone is easy for me.
I like asking players, have you had any good food in Fresno yet?
I haven't yet. I have a list of places that I need to go to that someone gave me, but I haven't been anywhere yet.
You just haven't been out, right? Like, everything's been out at the stadium so far at the park. But LeBaron Johnson Jr., a couple of really good starts, really excited. What do you feel like you're building on right now, and what are you looking forward to in this next one?
I think just going deeper into the game right now. My first start was five. This one was four. So I think just be able to go out there and give six plus for my team, I think that's kind of something to build on. And then again, kind of mixing in my pitches. My splitter's been coming along really well, so I'm really, really happy about that. And just being more consistent with my slider, I think that's the main thing too. And then, of course, executing fastball in certain locations I could be better at. But I think just building on the endurance piece, because college – to hear, I think it's like 70 plus more games, so being able to endure that, I think that's kind of something to build on.
Well, certainly a good start and well on the way for that endurance. LeBaron, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
That's Fresno Grizzlies starter LeBaron Johnson Jr. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and first pitch from Chukchansey Park. It's game two of the six-game set against the Lake Elsinore Storm. It's the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using the City of Fresno's curbside collection program or by taking your used motor oil and oil filters to one of the many certified collection centers located throughout the City of Fresno. Certified collection centers will only accept uncontaminated used motor oil. To locate a certified collection center near you, go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111 for information. Program funded by Cal Recycle.
What better way to enjoy a Fresno Grizzlies game than with all of your friends and family? Ticket packages are available for groups of 20 or more. Chill by the pool or enjoy a company outing at the Estrella Jalisco Cantina, which runs up to 1,000 people. Group tickets are perfect for birthdays, family get-togethers, or just having a good time. There's an option for groups of every size. Call 559-320-TIXS to secure your tickets now.
Back in downtown Fresno on a cloudy and cool evening at Chukchansey Park for game two of this six-game series between the Lake Elsinore Storm, the affiliate of the San Diego Padres, and the Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Let's get you the starting lineups brought to you tonight by Toyota. Let's go places. Lake Elsinore comes in at 2-8. Manager Brian Burris, in his fourth year at the helm of the Storm, a former Grizzly, played for the Grizzlies back in 2012 and had a big league career as a pitcher. He will set out this lineup tonight. Ryan Jackson will be the shortstop and will lead off. Lamar King is the Lake Elsinore Storm's leading hitter. He's fifth in the Cal League with a .379 average. He will catch and hit second. Alex McCoy made his professional debut last night with a triumphant hit, a 117-mile-an-hour exit velocity on his first pro hit. It was a double into the left center field gap. He's in left field and will bat third. Sean Barnett is the DH hitting cleanup. Caden Hollow had a pinch hit appearance last night. Left-hander gets the start at first base and will bat fifth. Zach Evans is sixth in the Cal League in RBIs. He will get another start at third base and hit sixth. B.Y. Choi, a late addition to the lineup. They scratched Yindri Rojas at about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Choi will start at second base and hit seventh. Ryan Wilson is the right fielder hitting eighth, and Kaysen Wells will slide down kind of like in that second leadoff spot. He will hit ninth and play center field. Starting pitcher for Lake Elsinore tonight is Kleber Olmedo. Right-hander from Venezuela is 0-1 with a 14.73 ERA in one start, giving up 6 runs in 3 2/3. The other side tonight, the Fresno Grizzlies, led by first-year manager Cesar Galvez, coming in at 5-5, and they have found a way to win close ones, playing .500 baseball, and their starter tonight, 1-1. The lineup will start with Yiker Reyes. Left-hand hitter will play center field. Kelvin Hidalgo, the shortstop, bats second. He had a home run last night. Rainier Hernandez, the Grizzlies' leading hitter, is fifth in the California League in RBI. Had the game-tying RBI last night. He's at second base and bats third. Kevin Fitzer, back in the lineup, will play left field tonight and hit cleanup. Blake Wright at third base is going to bat fifth. Francisco Garcia will play first base and hit sixth. Luis Mendez is the designated hitter, and he will hit seventh. Juan Castillo will catch and bat eighth. And Tommy Hotvey, back in the lineup, the switch hitter, will play right field tonight and bat ninth. Starting pitcher for the Grizzlies is Ismael Luciano. The right-hander will be making his third start, 6 foot, 170 pounds from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, an international free agent pickup by the Rockies in 2019. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by Toyota. This has been the Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino pregame show. Come on up to Chukchansey Gold and join the ultimate party. where the excitement never stops. For a day or an extended giveaway, Trick Chancy promises an unforgettable experience. Grizzlies about to take the field. When we come back, we'll have first pitch from Trick Chancy Park in downtown Fresno. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Grizzly fans, get ready for an exciting season at Chick Chancy Park. Every Thursday home game will feature a brand new one-versus-one food truck battle thanks to our friends at Fresno Street Eats. Local food trucks will compete head-to-head with creative themes, and the best part is, it's up to you to decide who wins. Try each dish and vote for your fan favorite. And with the introduction of Thursday Ballpark Pass, you can get into each Thursday home game for just $49.
Hey there, cool cats. Chick Chancy Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 Shake, Rattle, and Win Mustang in Cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chick Chancy soon. Must be 21 or older to play. Grizzlies taking the field, and we're going to have the national anthem here at Chick Chancy Park. It's the Fresno Grizzlies. It's the Lake Elsinore Storm. Game two of this six-game series coming up on the other side of the break. Stick around for baseball in downtown Fresno. It's the California League on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. Star Wars Night is back at Chuck Chancy Park. Join the Fresno Grizzlies on Friday, May 9th for an unforgettable evening filled with costume characters, special Star Wars jerseys, and Friday night fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and the Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets are available now, but hurry, they won't be around for long. Secure your spot today at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. We'll see you on May 9th, and may the Force be with you.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
National anthem provided tonight by Heather Stewart from Patrick's Music School, and a great setting for Wednesday night baseball. Downtown Fresno, Chick Chancy Park, the Fresno Grizzlies and the Lake Elsinore Storm are set for game two of this six-game series. Tim Slack with you, and so glad you could join us tonight. Fresno has been playing good baseball, and they have found ways to generate runs when it matters the most. And the five wins have all been evidence of that, as Fresno has only won by a margin of six total runs in those five wins. And this is a guy who's been a great example of when the Grizzlies have had the run support and the pitching has kept the opposition down. That has been the recipe for success. Third start of the year for Luciano, 1-1 with a 4.0 ERA. Nine innings pitched. He's given up nine hits, three strikeouts, three walks. He is a pitch-to-contact guy, and he has a good arsenal. And for the Grizzlies pitchers, not many of them will feature more than three pitches. Luciano We'll add in a curveball, fastball, sinker, changeup. But he mixes in that curveball at the right time. And he was really effective in his first start here, the first Saturday of the season, in a 2-1 win, 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 1 strikeout. And the 1 run was just a solo homer in 66 pitches. On the road trip, he did give up 3 runs, had a lot more traffic on the bases in that game, gave up 5 hits, but walked 2 and hit a batter. Ryan Jackson will get us going on this Wednesday night. First pitch from Luciano is grounded to short. Hidalgo goes to his backhand, gloves it, comes up and throws out Jackson. 1 pitch, 1 out. And that's how this one starts in downtown Fresno. The rest of the Grizzlies' defense behind Luciano tonight. Kevin Fitzer, the start in left field. Yiker Reyes in center. Tommy Hotvey in right. Blake Wright at third. You saw Hidalgo at short. Roynier Hernandez, the second baseman. Francisco Garcia at first. And Juan Castillo is behind the plate. Big, loud swing off the bat of Lamar King, who turns it foul down the left field line. King hits it hard, and he turned around a 94-mile-an-hour fastball that was 105 off the bat. 0-1 from Luciano. Doesn't get the call on the inside. The umpires tonight, Brady Parrish is behind home plate, and Malik Coleman is on the bases. 1-1 to King, 1 out in the top of the first. Luciano comes back with a fastball right on the outside black. Great location, and he's ahead of King, 1-2. Grizzlies defense set up for King to pull the ball with Hidalgo shaded way to the left. 1-2 pitch just off the plate away as Luciano misses with a slider. 88 miles an hour. Sinker, slider, and he will vacillate between. This one misses again. That one had a little up. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Lamar King with 1 out in the first. Luciano winds and deals. Payoff pitch. Does not get the call. Bit low. Castillo held it for a second, and so there is a base runner, a good at-bat from King, who's been the leading hitter for Lake Elsinore this year. Now a new addition to the lineup, Alex McCoy. Made his professional debut last night. The pride of Hofstra. Signed last summer with Lake Elsinore, stayed in Instructs. And then he hit one just like that. This one stung into left center, but over to it is Reyes as it hangs up. Off the bat, I thought it was hit a little bit harder. 101, still pretty good. He hit one 117 miles an hour last night into that same area. But this is just a loud out for out number 2 in the first. And now it'll be Sean Barnett, the DH, hitting 258 on the season. Right-hand hitter with 1 on and 2 out in the top of the first. Luciano out of the stretch. First pitch wrapped towards third, down the line, past the dive of Wright. It'll scoot into the corner, onto the dirt, picked up by Fitzer. Into second goes Barnett. Stopping at third is King, and it's a 2-out double as Lake Elsinore has something cooking with 2 outs in the first. The 1-out walk to King. And 2 pitches later, it's second and third with 2 outs. That one was hit hard as well. It was a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And 104 down the line. Caden Hollow had a pinch hit at bat last night. Stands in from the left side. 2 on, 2 out. And he serves it into right field and will get them both home. In to score is King. Right behind him is Barnett. And after the second out, 2 pitches later, Lake Elsinore has struck for 2 runs in the first inning. Hollow immediately getting those runners in. Lake Elsinore not waiting around for Luciano to show off the off-speed stuff. They're jumping on fastballs. Their best run producer, Zach Evans, stands in. Two-run lead, and he swings at the first pitch. A lot of fastballs and a lot of first-pitch swings. The Storm aren't waiting around. First pitch of the game was a ground out by Ryan Jackson. Lamar King worked really the longest at bat so far. Luciano now goes with off-speed stuff, down and away. One ball, one strike. So you think about that. Most of the pitch count for Luciano in the first has been that walk to King. It's only his 13th pitch, 1-1. Doesn't get the call. Fastball outside. It's two balls and a strike. Lake Elsinore jumping out in front, not waiting around tonight, up 2-0. And Evans pops up the 2-1. On the infield right side, Roynier Hernandez racing in on the grass will make the catch to finally end the inning, but wasn't many pitches from Luciano, just 14. But two runs for Lake Elsinore on the strength of two hits. They leave one stranded. We've played one half inning. It's Lake Elsinore 2, Fresno coming up. This is the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Grizzly fans, get ready for an exciting season at Chick Chansey Park. Every Thursday home game will feature a brand new one-versus-one food truck battle thanks to our friends at Fresno Street Eats. Local food trucks will compete head-to-head with creative themes, and the best part is, it's up to you to decide who wins. Try each dish and vote for your fan favorite. And with the introduction of Thursday Ballpark Pass, you can get into each Thursday home game for just $49.
Hey there, cool cats. Chuck Chansey Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 Shake, Rattle, and Win Mustang and Cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chuck Chansey soon. Must be 21 or older to play. Bottom of the first inning in the Grizzlies' offense already in a hole thanks to a two-run first for the Lake Elsinore Storm. And they will turn to the right-hander, Kleber Almeida. 0-1 with a 14.73 ERA. 7 hits in 3 2/3. And Almeida making his second start of the year. He had that rough outing against Modesto, gave up one home run. He did strike out 7. He'll deal with Reyes, Hidalgo, and Hernandez in the first. Olmedo, first pitch, fouled off by Reyes, and it's 0-1. Yanker hitting 200 on the season, had a bunt single last night. Tied for the team lead in stolen bases with 5. Showing bunt, puts it up the third baseline. That one's going to roll foul as Lamar King races over to it to make sure it does, in fact, stay foul. And it's quickly 0-2 to Reyes. Olmedo pitched for the Storm last season as well. And in 8 games, he had a 4.58 ERA. Only made one start, though, so opportunity to step up into the rotation as Reyes fights off the 0-2. It's a 94-mile-an-hour fastball in on his hands. And he shoots it over the dugout of Lake Elsinore on the third base side. Kind of an ominous-looking sky tonight as Reyes chops one to second, fielded by Choi, racing towards first. And Choi, who's a late addition to the lineup, showing he can play second base, gloved it, flips it underhand to Hollow for the first out in the first. That'll be Kelvin Hidalgo, the homer last night, just his 4th hit so far this year. Colorado Rockies organization super high on him in He's only 20 years old as he takes the first pitch down and away from the right-hander Olmedo. Can see why Olmedo had 7 strikeouts against Modesto. Hard fastball. And he misses the outside corner. 2 balls, no strikes to Hidalgo. Back in the field tonight, 2-0 pitch. Bounced high up the third baseline. Tough play for Olmedo, who fields in fair territory. Easy for me to say. And Hidalgo beat it out. I think Lamar King was trying to tell him, let it roll. Because Hidalgo got out of the box quickly and got up the line. And by the time Olmedo got to it, there was no chance for him to get Hidalgo. And I think the Storm would have preferred taking their chance with the grass and if that ball would have just rolled foul. Now a runner on, and Roynier Hernandez steps in for the Grizzlies with 1 out. And the first pitch gets away from King. Looked like it crossed up the catcher. It'll get to the backstop, and Hidalgo can jog to second. Hernandez, the Grizzlies' leading hitter, hitting .333. Also the team leader in RBI. Comes in ranked in the top 5 of all Cal League hitters. 1-0 pitch, and time is called. We're going to get a pitch clock violation on Olmedo. So it'll be 2-0 now to Hernandez. Officially, that was ruled a pass ball. Poor Lamar King, I think Olmedo threw the wrong pitch, judging by how that one was thrown. He was worried about the bunt. 2-0 pitch to Hernandez. Inside, there goes Reyes. Great jump. He'll swipe it. 6 stolen base of the year. Nope, excuse me, that's Hidalgo. That's the 4th now for Kelvin Hidalgo. In 5 tries. Now we're going to get a delay on Roynier Hernandez. There have been 2 actual pitches thrown in this at-bat, and the count is 3-1. Runner on third for Hernandez, trying to add to his team lead. And he takes a strike at the belt, 3-2. It's a little bit tougher on the hitter because you got to be in the box ready to hit. I believe the number is 11 seconds. I could be mistaken there. You got to be ready to go. Payoff pitch. It is down and in for ball 4. So Hernandez turns and looks at Kevin Fitzer and says, it's your turn. That has been a conversation for the Grizzlies between the offensive players in the dugout. Not taking it upon oneself, but trusting the guy behind him, not swinging at pitches out of the zone because you feel like you have to do it on your own. 1st and 3rd, 1 out in the bottom of the first. Grizzlies trail by 2. Runners ready for Kevin Fitzer, who takes strike 1. Fastball at the knees on the outside corner. Kevin starting his Grizzlies tenure, 2-for-29. An RBI situation to jumpstart the Grizzlies' offense here in the first. The Northridge product. 0-1, and he chases the ball up and out. Had some bend on it, 86 miles an hour. And it's 0-2. One of a couple West Coast guys in the lineup tonight, Tommy Hopfe the other. 0-2 pitch, down in the dirt. 89 from Olmedo, who's having a tough time fighting the sun that's behind home plate, kind of peeking through the sweet level. Couldn't quite catch it on the way back. 1-2, and a high fastball gets Fitzer to chase out of the zone for strike 3. Olmedo gets a big strikeout. He had out number 1, and then the Hidalgo single, A pass ball and a stolen base got Hidalgo to third. And then Roynier Hernandez drew the walk. So it's first and third, two outs. And Blake Wright steps to the plate, hitting 265. Okay, who's been a catalyst. Tied for the team lead with Yiker Reyes and stolen bases at five. And runs. First pitch to Wright bends in at 88 for a college strike. There, if you're watching the stream before that pitch, you got to see what Olmedo's dealing with, fighting the sun. He's really the only one who's dealing with it on the way back. Hernandez goes. Wright grounds it through the left side. Knocked down by Jackson. He gathers and throws it. Will be late to first. Wright beats it out. Hidalgo scores. And the Grizzlies are on the board. The infield single for Blake Wright cuts the Storm lead in half. It's 2-1 Lake Elsinore. An RBI hit for Blake Wright. And it's first and second for Francisco Garcia. Hitting 200 on the season. Started to really put it together at Inland Empire last week. Two on, two out for the Grizzlies' first baseman here in the bottom of the first. Olmedo's first pitch is outside. Breaking ball missed below the knees and off the plate. One ball, no strikes. Garcia already making adjustments in terms of laying off of that type of pitch. 1-0, fastball. Will get the outside corner. King is a really good receiver. And not even through a full inning of work. He's going to be a guy to keep an eye on. Very interesting, really good hitter. 1-1. Garcia chops it over the middle, but right at B.Y. Choi, right next to the second base bag, who gets a high hop about at his shoulder, steps on the base, and ends the inning. So the fielder's choice ends the threat. The Grizzlies put two on. They do score one run. They're going to leave two stranded. We have played one, and Fresno trails Lake Elsinore 2-1 at Chuck Chansey Park. Game two of this six-game series in downtown Fresno.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Celebrate 10 delicious years of the Fresno Tacos on Friday, May 30th at Chuck Chansey Park. Presented by Premier Valley Bank. Enjoy incredible tacos from your favorite trucks. Plus, get a Fresno Tacos replica giveaway jersey and enjoy Friday night fireworks. Both presented by Toyota. This fiesta is one you won't want to miss. So get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. And remember, tacos and baseball are always better in Fresno.
Second inning at Chuck Chansey Park in downtown Fresno. Tim Slack with you as the Lake Elsinore Storm kind of struck in a hurry against Ismael Luciano in that first inning. He only threw 14 pitches, and a majority of them were a 6-7 pitch walk to Lamar King. Brian Jackson grounded down on the first pitch. I believe Alex McCoy swung at the first pitch. Sean Barnett doubled on the first pitch. It was just a lot of early swings. B.Y. Choi swinging at the first pitch. Grounds it to second. Knocked down by Roynier Hernandez, who gathers it, recovers, and throws over to first for out number one. Well, it's pretty safe to say if Ismael Luciano starts off the Storm hitters with the fastball, they are going to swing if it is in the strike zone. They are not taking fastballs early in the count. Here's Ryan Wilson, the right fielder. Didn't see him last night. He does take, but this one's out of the zone. One ball, no strikes. 258 hitter on the season. Wilson making his 10th appearance this year, and he laces one over the head of Hidalgo into left field. Line drive that was about 8 feet over the head of Kelvin Hidalgo. Not hit exceptionally hard, 92 off the bat, and it was 93 coming in. But again, Hidalgo leap gave his best effort. But the Grizzlies defense knows action is coming. Here's Cason Wells, center fielder, left-hand hitter, and he swings at the first pitch. Pops it up third base side. It will get out of play over the netting. I think I was going to say Luciano, though, an out and a base runner in three pitches. He's around the zone, and the Storm are aggressive. 0-1. Grounded to second. Hernandez moving to his left. Flips, throws to second for one. The turn by Hidalgo is not going to be in time. And Wells runs very well. And he got up the line in a hurry. That ball was not really hit firmly enough at Hernandez, who had to range to the left, throw the ball back towards his right. Just too many pieces in that. But Wells aboard on the fielder's choice. There's two outs in the top of the second. And back to the top of the lineup, Ryan Jackson, who grounded out on the first pitch he saw. He'll see a fastball up above his shoulders. Ball one. Up above his helmet. Two outs, top of the second. Lake Elsinore leading 2-1. Runner on first is Wells, and Luciano misses with the slider away. That might be his curveball. Two balls, no strikes. Cason Wells is the biggest threat on this Storm team to run, and this would be the count to do it. He does not go as Luciano misses high and tight. Three balls and no strikes. Wells 7-for-7 in stolen base attempts this year. I'd say he's kind of like that second leadoff hitter with where he is in the lineup tonight. 3-0 pitch from Luciano. He delivers, and that is called a ball. A little high. That was above the belt. Jackson waited for a second. And Jackson, who was ultra-aggressive in that first time through the lineup, decided to see if Luciano had other pitches to show. Never saw a strike in that at-bat. Now it's Lamar King with two outs. As Lake Elsinore looking for its second consecutive two-out RBI hit. Second consecutive inning with the two-out RBI hit, I should say. Luciano misses high with the first pitch. Breaking ball doesn't quite come down. Where Juan Castillo is catching those curveballs certainly looks to the naked eye like it could be in the zone, but TrackMan has it up. And if you're watching on the live stream, you can see before it gets to the glove, it's still above the belt of the hitter. 1-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss as King was swinging for the insurance run. But the fastball got by him. That one almost changes the eye level. King well behind it. One ball, one strike. Luciano sets and deals, and a high fastball got King to chase. He immediately asked for time as he came way above the zone. 94 miles an hour, according to TrackMan. That's on our CHP radar gun, the California Highway Patrol. Safety Service Security. 1-2 pitch to Lamar King. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Oh, he's fancy. Ismael Luciano with the strikeout to end the second and leave two Storm base runners left hanging. Through an inning and a half, Lake Elsinore leads Fresno. It's 2-1 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Affordable family fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Did you know that a single gallon of used motor oil can pollute 1 million gallons of fresh drinking water? If you change your own oil, do your part to reduce oil pollution by recycling. Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Just take them to a certified collection center or use the City of Fresno's curbside collection program. Call 621-1452 to request free program containers. Get more information at fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111. That's 621-1111. Program funded by Cal Recycle.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. It happens here.
Bottom of the second inning, Fresno trailing by a run, but it could have been a lot worse before Ismael Luciano got out of that second inning with the strikeout of Lamar King. And now the Grizzlies will send 7-8-9 against Kleber Olmedo here in the second. Luis Mendez, Juan Castillo, and Tommy Hopvey will hit for the Grizzlies. They did get one run against Olmedo back in the first. We're threatening for more. Luis Mendez, the DH tonight, will lead things off. Showing bunt, can't get it down. Fouled it off. It's 0-1. Mendez, one for his first eight. This is just his fourth game this year for the Grizzlies. Added a bit late to the roster, 0-1, and he swings and chases 88, kind of hung up there around the belt on the outer part of the plate. He tips it into the glove of King as well, 0-2. Olmedo winds and deals. The 0-2 pitch is a fastball that runs inside. Mendez kind of skirts out of the way. One ball, two strikes. Gray skies, but a pretty cool evening. 1-2 pitch, and Mendez goes up after it, swing and a miss. Up around the shoulders. Olmedo never really came into the strike zone to Mendez, but gets the strikeout to start the second. And now it'll be Juan Castillo, Grizzlies catcher, hitting 211 in six starts behind the plate this year for Fresno. Does have three RBI. Nobody on here in the bottom of the second. Watches a slider down and away. Ball one. 2-1 Lake Elsinore. All the runs so far coming in that first inning for both teams. 1-0 pitch. Castillo taking all the way, and it's a 95-mile-an-hour fastball in the inner black. Middle of the thighs to Castillo, and it's 1-1. Olmedo finding his pace. 1-1 pitch. Gets a swing and a miss. Castillo chasing down and away. That breaking ball. Same tunnel as that fastball and just ripped away from Castillo. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And Olmedo has back-to-back strikeouts to start the second. That's his third K. And quickly starting to see why he had the strikeout stuff on his last start. Tommy Hopvey is coming to the plate, but the picture on the scoreboard shows Clint Hurdle. Switch hitter batting from the left side. First pitch to Hopvey popped up down the left field line, and that will curl foul. So that is a big league prank. Hopvey kind of spinning around, looking around into the dugout and seeing what happened. The dugout's getting a good little chuckle about it. Tommy Hopvey, in his first full professional season, fouls this one off. He was drafted last year out of Fresno State. All the Central Valley people know that well. But in spring training this year, he went up to Clint Hurdle, who is the assistant to the general manager for the Colorado Rockies, and switched his nameplate as Hopvey stings one to second right at B.Y. Choi, and that ends the inning. The Grizzlies go in order. To quickly finish the story, I'll tell you that the picture swap is just a little comeuppance as Clint Hurdle is in attendance this week, and he pulled a prank on the young outfielder for Fresno. Grizzlies go in order. We've completed two. We'll head to the third. Lake Elsinore leads 2-1. We'll have a special guest when we come back. Stick around on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Affordable Family Fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Did you know that a single gallon of used motor oil can pollute 1 million gallons of fresh drinking water? If you change your own oil, do your part to reduce oil pollution by recycling. Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Just take them to a certified collection center or use the City of Fresno's curbside collection program. Call 621-1452 to request free program containers. Get more information at fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111. That's 621-1111. Program funded by Cal Recycle.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. It happens here.
Fresno trailing 2-1 as we start the third inning. Tim Slagback at Chuck Chancey Park. Lake Elsinore will have 3-4-5 to up. Alex McCoy, Sean Barnett, and Caden Hollow. But I've talked a lot this year. We're going to be celebrating baseball in the Valley throughout the season, and there's not much better person to turn to for baseball knowledge. A longtime voice of Fresno City College, Woody Wilkes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Tim, my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
I see why you're the longtime voice. I wish my pipes were the way yours are. Did you condition them that way?
Thank you. Yes, I did. I've been blessed with a wife for 51 years who has taken good care of me. She's a registered nurse. I thank people for complimenting my voice. It is a gift from the Almighty, and I've always... taken that into account and always made great strides to take care of myself in between innings, in between quarters, whatever I was doing. Of course, I was in the broadcast business for 12 years, and then I found my way to my job at Fresno City College, which I retired from after 25 years in 2009.
McCoy stings the 2-1 deep into right center field, and Yiker Reyes tracks it down in right center for the first out. Alex McCoy, all he does is hit the ball hard, but that is a hard out number one as Sean Barnett will come to the plate. He is 1-for-1 with that double back in the first inning. Talking with Woody Wilkes, longtime voice of Fresno City College. It is, you talked about the blessing that it is, but it is about how you use it. And
yes.
I know in 2010 you were honored by then COSIDA, now College Sports Communicators, as Barnett shoots this one down the right field line. And that hangs in just inside the chalk as Barnett will cruise into second for a double, his second of the game, as Hotvey digs it out and gets it back in. But Lifetime Career Achievement Award by COSIDA.
Yes.
I think one of the things that everybody in the Valley knows is of just how much you put into baseball in the Valley. What was your initial pull towards baseball, and why Fresno City?
I think it was because my wife had gotten a job up here first, and then I was interested in going to graduate school at Fresno State, which I did, and I was in the... mass communications program, and
Caden Hollow rips one into the right field corner. That one just foul.
Didn't finish, but nonetheless, I got a great deal of information, and I also was the PA announcer for the Fresno Giants when they were the single
awesome.
A baseball team at formerly John Euless Ballpark on the campus of Fresno City College, and I worked for a great guy named Bill Thompson, who had great experience with San Francisco Giants and a lifelong boyhood friend of Lon Simmons.
Oh, wow.
And so I got some great tutelage.
0-1 lifted into left field. Easy for Fitzer, who cuts into the gap in front of Reyes to make the catch. Quickly gets it back in, and there's two outs and a runner on second for Zach Evans. Lon Simmons, that is a name one of my childhood heroes as a broadcaster. And I know some folks who worked here who rubbed elbows with Lon Simmons quite a bit. So when you see this stadium, Chukchansey Park, and I know it's been around for a while, but what does it make you think about in terms of the growth of baseball in the Valley and the growth of professional baseball in the Valley?
What it does is enhance the reputation, the long reputation of baseball in the Central Valley. We are people, I was raised in Culver City, which is in Southern California, but Frank Chance, I think, was the guy who started it all. I mean, he was born here in 1875, and then he became the peerless leader, and the Tinkers to Evers to Chance fame, and it kept on growing, and then with him making the show, and then Dutch Leonard and a number of other gentlemen followed. Fresno High School has a great background. 13 of their prep players made it to the major leagues, and we're talking Tom Seaver, Dick Selman, yeah. Dick Ellsworth, more recently Bobby Jones, and then a guy who played for us at Fresno City College, Sean Halton.
Yeah.
And we've I think, sometimes we don't show our pride enough.
Yeah.
Because the list goes on, and yesterday I had the pleasure of watching the Fresno City College Rams clinch the conference.
I was just going to ask about that. How special was that to see another championship? Was that three in a row?
Three in a row for our new coach, Mitch Carricker, who took over for Ron Scott, who did 34 years. And before that, the other legend that we had was Len Bordet, who won four state championships. And it was just, this is the 42nd conference championship that Fresno City College has claimed since they started playing baseball in 1949.
Wow.
So, yeah, and that's very impressive. And I think Mitch Carricker is going to keep on the tradition. He's a very genuine young man. And
I was going to say, that's three in 3 years for him,
yes.
Right, as the head coach.
And that's a first because Ron Scott and Len Bordet did not win their conference their first year. They won it in the second year.
Evans flies out to Reyes to end the inning, talking with Woody Wilkes from Fresno City College. I know they just won a third straight championship yesterday. I can't thank you enough for stopping by.
My pleasure.
Baseball in the Valley is a special thing, and I appreciate you spending time with us and sharing some of your knowledge.
Welcome aboard. Thank you for that, Tim. And if I forget your name, I know you'll cut me some slack.
Oh, man.
Put-a-boom.
Got me. Woody Wilkes, thank you so much. I feel honored by that. We're going to take a break. Grizzlies are coming up down 2-1 as we head to the bottom of the third on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
There is no better way to support the Fresno Grizzlies than to wear the bear. Get official Grizzlies merchandise in the Grizzlies team store. It's the best place to grab all of the alternative identities like the Tacos, Lowriders, Tigers, and Growers. And new Grizzlies gear will be added before every homestand this season, along with exclusive theme night merchandise. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Need to start saving more on your groceries? Sign up for the Save Mart Rewards program. Save Mart Rewards is free and it only takes seconds to start taking advantage of the benefits. You'll get special offers, digital coupons, and earn points every time you shop. Then you can turn those points into dollars off at the register. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Almedo will start the bottom of the third facing the top of the Grizzlies lineup. Reyes, Hidalgo, and Hernandez. Really do appreciate Woody Wilkes stopping by. A baseball legend in the Valley in Fresno City celebrating a third consecutive section championship. Reyes takes a strike. It's 1-1. Reyes grounded out to second his first time against Almedo. If you can't tell, certainly passionate about baseball in the Valley because it is a great unifier. 1-1 pitch. Grounded sharply to second again. Choi, a couple of steps to his right, scoops it up, throws on to first, and Yanker Reyes would like to hit it to somebody other than B.Y. Choi to start this game. He's now 0 for 2. Reyes kind of looking back at Choi as he walks towards the dugout, like, why are you playing there? The Storm operate in extreme shifts. Here's Kelvin Hidalgo, who singled and scored back in the first. He'll take strike one on a off-speed pitch from Olmedo on one. Olmedo winds and fires, and this one's outside. So five straight retired since giving up the RBI single to Blake Wright back in the first inning. Kleber Olmedo starting to lock in and really get the strikeout pitch working. Gets a swing and a miss by Hidalgo. 1-2. 2-1 Lake Elsinore. Both teams scored in the first inning. That's been it so far. Hidalgo, jam shot, slow grounder towards short. Jackson fields in time, gets rid of it, and gets Hidalgo for out number two. So soft contact. And I feel like that hasn't happened a ton to the Grizzlies this year when they've been putting the ball in play. It's normally been pretty hard. Been at some guys. It's Roynier Hernandez walked last in. He'll chop it up the middle, but Jackson playing behind the bag gets to the right field side of second base, fields and throws, and the Grizzlies go in order again. Seven straight retired for Kleber Olmedo. And the Lake Elsinore Storm are protecting a 2-1 lead. We've completed three at Chicchancy Park. It's game two of this six-game series on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
The 2025 Fresno Grizzlies season.
Three innings, 42 pitches. And you say, hey, that's great. Less than 15 pitches an inning. But five hits and now a guy immediately in scoring position as Ryan Wilson comes. Great jump and easily stole steal of third for B.Y. Choi. Got the breaking ball. It was a called strike. But Choi, who's really having a thumbprint on this game, has fielded a handful of balls at second, and he's immediately at third with nobody out in the fourth. Infield draws in for Fresno. 0-1 pitch runs high and tight to Ryan Wilson. It's 1-1. Wilson singled back in the second. Was retired on a fielder's choice. One pitch. And he shoots it foul down the right field line. It's towards the concourse, the top of the lower bowl. One ball, two strikes. Grizzlies defense is in, but not really. Maybe more halfway. Trying to cut down the run. 1-2 pitch. Up and away with the fastball. Easily taken by Wilson. 2-2. And where this is hard on a pitcher when guys are swinging first pitch as much as Lake Elsinore is you start to be a little too careful with pitches. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Cut on and miss. Tied up Wilson, who was hoping he got a piece of the curveball and looked back in disappointment as Castillo squeezed it. Second strikeout for Ismael Luciano. First out here in the fourth. And it's a runner on third for Cason Wells. Infield now is really in. They're all with their toes on the grass. First pitch to Wells. Fastball. Not going to get the call. It was a high target. It was off the plate a little bit. 94 from Luciano. I will tell you there is a train. I can hear it. 1-0. Outside, two balls and no strikes. I've not had the opportunity to ask any of the Grizzlies hitters if they have caught any of that, but pretty unique. I had one last night that the horn was about 45 seconds long. 2-0 pitch to Wells. That runs inside, and it got him. So now this creates an interesting situation with first and third in the top of the lineup for Lake Elsinore. Wells, who is a very good base stealer, 7 for 7, could take second, but the Grizzlies want to play the middle infield back to try and turn the double play. Here is Ryan Jackson, 0 for 1, walked his last time up. He has seen 5 pitches tonight in 2 plate appearances. There goes Wells. First pitch is a strike. Castillo's throw is good, and it is on the money. Hernandez tags out Wells, and Kaysen Wells caught stealing for the first time this year. What a throw by Castillo. That was a dart to second base. And that is exactly what Fresno was hoping for. Luciano got it home. It was a called ball, apparently. 1-0. Popped up right side. Long run for Hopvi. Coming towards the bullpen. Nobody's going to get there. It was Garcia going out. And it lands up against the netting. So it'll be 1-1 to Ryan Jackson. 2-1 Lake Elsinore in the fourth, and they're trying to add to their one-run lead. B.Y. Choi doubled to start the inning, and then he stole third. But a strikeout, and after the hit batter, a runner caught stealing. Grizzlies are one out away from leaving him stranded. Jackson trying to change that. 1-1 doesn't get the call. That was a pretty decent pitch. Fastball, it was up and away. Castillo was set up more on the inside part of the plate, and I think that was part of the reason why he didn't get the call. Had to reach across his body. 2-1. That one's too high. 3 balls and a strike. Above the belt has just not been a strike zone or part of the strike zone for Brady Parrish. 3-1 to Jackson. Luciano deals, and it's fouled off the hands of Ryan Jackson. It was down and in. Payoff pitch to Jackson. 2 outs here in the fourth. Luciano trying to wiggle out of a jam, and Jackson fouls off another one. I was saying earlier, it's hard on a pitcher when a team is very aggressive. And then all of a sudden they become very patient. Payoff pitch to Jackson. Luciano, long pause, now deals. And it's outside with the fastball. Ball 4. Second time Ryan Jackson has walked. And it's runners on the corners for Lamar King. Very dangerous hitter who so far tonight has been kept in check. A walk and a strikeout. Average has dipped to 367. He was up over 400 at one point last night. 2 outs. And runners on the corners, and King swinging at the first pitch. Skies it into shallow right field. Hopvi, a long run. Hernandez in foul territory, can't get it, and that one lands foul. King was the last batter last night, hit a ball in a very similar area, actually hit it into the Grizzlies' bullpen, and it was dropped. And he momentarily had new life before he grounded out to short to end the game. There the Grizzlies are playing for this right-hand hitter to pull it. And yet he has fouled off a fair number of balls over in that area. 0-1, Luciano deals, and King rakes it into left field. Right at Kevin Fitzer, who stands in his tracks, makes the catch. And Ismael Luciano gets out of a jam. The leadoff guy was on third with nobody out, and he doesn't score. 2 left stranded for Lake Elsinore in the fourth inning. We'll head to the bottom of the inning. Grizzlies still playing from behind, down 2-1 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Come out to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. Come for a seat close to the action. Come for Parker living their best life. Come with your family, your friends, and your friends who feel like family. Come for the food. Come for the food trucks. Come for the player autographs and high fives. Come for the fireworks. Come for the fun. Stay for the baseball. Only in minor league baseball.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Fresno trailing by a run back here at Chukchansi Park in downtown Fresno. Bottom of the fourth inning. Kleber Olmedo has been pretty good. He allowed a run in the first, but he's retired seven in a row. And working here into the fourth inning, Kevin Fitzer, Blake Wright, Francisco Garcia, middle third of the Grizzlies order. Due up against Olmedo, trying to find a way through. The right-hander winds and deals, and it's grounded up the middle off of Olmedo's feet. He falls down, gets back up, turns, recovers, and throws out Fitzer to start the inning. Now they're going to check on Kleber Olmedo. That ball both hit him and he fell. The trainer out there to check on him, Yuki Matsuzawa. And Fitzer went right back. It looked like it got the right leg. I think he had turned around. But Olmedo appears to be okay. Here is Blake Wright. RBI hit his first time and takes a strike, bending on the inner corner, 0-1. Right, turns on one down the left field corner. McCoy coming towards the line, lays out, makes the grab. Belly first, lost the cap and glasses. And Alex McCoy, who's 6'6", laid out. He runs exceptionally well. And he made that look easy. A ball that was hit hard off the bat of Blake Wright. But it's just a hard out. Now it's Francisco Garcia taking strike one on a fastball. 0-1. The 0-1 pitch is outside from Olmedo. Excuse me, inside. Looking down. One ball, one strike. Olmedo winds and deals. And Garcia lifts it high into left field. Shallow left field. Jackson going out. McCoy coming in. It'll be McCoy to make the catch. And in the inning, Grizzlies go down quietly again in the fourth. Kleber Olmedo has retired 10 in a row. Fresno hasn't had a base runner since the first. And the Grizzlies trail 2-1. We've completed four innings at Chukchansi Park, where the Lake Elsinore Storm lead Fresno 2-1 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. Star Wars Night is back at Chuck Chansey Park. Join the Fresno Grizzlies on Friday, May 9th for an unforgettable evening filled with costume characters, special Star Wars jerseys, and Friday night fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and the Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets are available now, but hurry, they won't be around for long. Secure your spot today at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. We'll see you on May 9th, and may the Force be with you.
Two to one, Lake Elsinore, as we start the fifth inning here in downtown Fresno. Ismael Luciano will deal with Alex McCoy, Sean Barnett, and Caden Hollow. And all three of these guys have impacted this ball game in one way or another. McCoy with a great diving catch to take extra bases away from Blake Wright in the bottom of the fourth. He will lead it off. He has had a couple of loud outs. And he watches a breaking ball away, 1-0. Lake Elsinore added both McCoy and Kavaris Tears to the roster yesterday. Breaking ball is in the dirt. It's 2-0. And to give you a little behind the scenes, they call a pitch clock violation on McCoy. The scoreboard shows 2-1. Luciano winds and deals. This is chop foul. Now they say it's 2-1. Scoreboard just was predicting the future. Luciano winds and fires to McCoy, and it's outside the fastball. Three balls and a strike. But we had the Storm lineup with McCoy and Tears yesterday, and they weren't on the roster yet. We knew they were going to play as the pitch misses outside. But the move hadn't necessarily been made official, so it's in pencil, how about you'd say. And you get to the middle of the order, and it was two guys who had never had professional at-bats, but you can safely say that everything that went into that decision, the people who made it knew exactly what they were doing. Sean Barnett has doubled twice, and he was trying to do that or maybe more as he swings and misses. On the first pitch from Luciano, it's 0-1. Really, the point I was trying to make is just that McCoy and Tears both were really impressive. 0-1 breaking ball settles in for a strike. 0-2 to the DH for Lake Elsinore. I mean, Tears hit a ball that I'm still in disbelief of where it went. Cleared the lower parking lot here at Chick Chansey Park. 0-2 pitch. Oh, Luciano just missing Barnett. Fortunate it didn't hit him on the 0-2, and it's one ball, two strikes. But McCoy can play defense. He can run. He stole 20 bases for Hofstra last year. 1-2 pitch. Upstairs. Two balls and two strikes. Don't let the 6-6 frame fool you. .660. Standing at first base. 2-2 from Luciano. Swing and a miss. Good pitch. Got Barnett to chase, and that's got to feel good for Ismael Luciano. After two doubles from Barnett, great adjustment from the right-hander, and there's one out. Caden Hollow will come to the plate. He is the difference in this game right now, the two-run single back in the first inning. One out, one on for the left-hand hitter. First pitch to him is outside. Ball one. Luciano missed up a little bit, too. And that has just not been a part of the zone. You got to keep it down tonight. One ball, no strikes. Luciano kicks and deals. Hollow trying to bunt and bounces it foul behind the plate. 1-1. The production team here at Chuck Chancy Park does not like when the opponent bunts. Played the boring clip. Blake Wright got his toes on the grass, well off the line at third. 1-1, fastball straightens up hollow. Two balls and a strike. But this Lake Elsinore team has some thump to it. Kind of wonder where some of these at-bats are going to be for corner outfielders, corner infielders. There's a lot of depth in those spots. 2-1. Luciano delivers. And it runs inside. Three balls and a strike to Hollow. And I go back to the point I've been trying to make for a few innings where it can be difficult for a pitcher. I mean, Lake Elsinore was swinging first pitch, it seemed like, the entire first couple of innings. Luciano's 3-1. Fastball up and away, ball four. And now the walks are starting to accumulate because you have a starter who in the back of his mind thinks, hey, if I throw it in the zone, they're swinging. So he starts to be concerned about his location, and then that can quickly escalate to trying to be too good about the location instead of just throwing strikes and letting the defense work. Conference at the mound is Jerry Sullivan will come out and talk with his starter. Good time to tell you that we're brought to you in part by Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call, 559-435-6263. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Grizzlies would like to see a double play come to life here. Best team in the California League in terms of turning them. First pitch to Zach Evans is fouled back. But Evans is a really good run producer. He's 0 for 2 today, hitting with runners on first and second, one out in the top of the fifth. Austin Becker warming up in the Grizzlies' bullpen. Luciano nearing the end of his outing. 0-1 to Evans. Luciano kicks and deals, and it's in the dirt with the off-speed pitch. Curveball blocked by Castillo, and both runners stay put. Coy at second. Hollow over at first. This is Zach Evans looking for his first hit tonight, trying to open up the Lake Elsinore lead. Luciano's 1-1. Does not get the call. That looked pretty good. It was off the plate. Two balls and a strike. Luciano kicks and deals, and that is down low. Three balls and a strike. And so he gets ahead, but has started to fall behind with that off-speed stuff. And all of a sudden, it becomes hitter counts. Three and one from Luciano. And it's chopped up the middle. Hidalgo will get it. Step on second base. Load up. Throw to first. There's the double play. Cal League best 11th. Turned by the Grizzlies. And Luciano gets it right when he needed it. 6-3 on the double play. And Lake Elsinore strands a runner in the fifth. Still 2-1 storm in downtown Fresno. Game two of this six-game series at Chuck Chancy Park. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on the Grizzlies Audio Network.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't pollute, just recycle. It's easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using a certified collection center or the City of Fresno's curbside collection program to recycle your used motor oil and oil filters. Call the City of Fresno at 621-1452 to request free program containers. Pour used uncontaminated oil in the containers, place used oil filters into the program plastic bag, and place next year's blue cart on collection day. It's that simple. Go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111 for information. Program funded by CalRecycle.
Affordable Family Fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. It happens here.
Well, the Grizzlies' offense has been quiet since the first inning. They scored a run against Kleber Olmedo, but they have not had a base runner since. 10 straight retired, including the end of that first inning on the fielder's choice. And Fresno will have the bottom third of the lineup. Luis Mendez, Juan Castillo, and Tommy Hopvey due up against Kleber Olmedo. First pitch is at the belt for a strike. It's 0-1. Mendez struck out his first time up. Left-hand hitter trying to bunt as the Grizzlies really want to break up this run of excellence that Olmedo has had, and it's 0-2. The strikeout numbers were there in his first start. Olmedo just surrendered fair amount of runs, didn't make it out of the fourth. He misses up and away to Mendez. One ball, two strikes. So he's already set a season best. 1-2. Mendez pops it up down the left field line. It's going to get out of play. Missed a young fan who was tracking, looking for a foul ball, and kind of kicks down to the front row. 1-2 to Mendez here in the bottom of the fifth. 1-2 pitch. Cut on and miss. Mendez down on strikes for the second time tonight. Strikeout number four for Olmedo. There's one out, nobody on for Juan Castillo. First pitch to Castillo is a fastball that pops into the glove for a called strike, 0-1. Castillo also struck out in his first time. And he chases a pitch inside, swing and a miss. Thing just ran in on the hands of Castillo. It's 0-2. Olmedo winds and deals. And a breaking ball cut on him. Missed. Three pitches from Kleber Olmedo. Five strikeouts now, and for the second time tonight, he has consecutive strikeouts. And now it'll be Tommy Hopvey looking to change up the momentum. Lined out to Choi to end the second. It kind of started the run for Olmedo. And a first pitch outside. Four ball one. Still showing Clint Hurdle's picture on the scoreboard. As Hopvey takes a strike, even at 1-1. Olmedo winds and deals. 1-1 pitch is a fastball that runs high. Two balls and a strike. Brady Parrish pointed down the left field line. There's one of the Storm bullpen arms was kind of tucked in the corner in foul territory. 2-1 to Hotvey. Now showing bunt, tries to get it up the third baseline, but it's going to roll foul. And it's 2-2. Hotvey trying to find a way to get on base. And that was certainly a good idea. Two-two pitch. Hotvey turns it down the first baseline. Fair. It skips past the glove of Hollow and into the corner. Hotvey racing around first. He'll get to second. Loses the helmet. He's going for three. Relay throw is going to be late. Hotvey with a triple. Absolute laser down the right field line from Tommy Hotvey. And he shows off his speed as he glides into third base. Not much that Hollow could do, the left-handed first baseman. Glove is on the wrong hand to try and get that one. And then Wilson, by the time he got it in, Hotvey was already rounding second. Now Reyes trying to even this game up. Watches a fastball up and away. That snaps a streak of what? 12 batters retired in a row by Almedo. Ray is 0 for 2. Watches a fastball high. Two balls, no strikes. Storm playing Reyes to pull. Evans well off the line at third. He's basically at short. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. 2-1. Almedo ran the fastball right underneath the belt. Grizzlies just their third hit of the night as Reyes stings one foul into the Fresno Social Club down the left field line. That went right in there. That's what happens when you bring your glove. You get a baseball. 2-2 to Reyes. Almedo deals, and it's outside. The count runs full, 3-2. Tying run on third, just like that. And that's kind of how the offense has happened in this game. It's come out of nowhere. Payoff pitch. And Reyes pops it up. Third base side. Evans giving chase towards the net. And he lets it fall in foul territory. It didn't hit the net. And Evans just didn't reach out to get it. A very fortunate opportunity for the Grizzlies. New life for Reyes. Almedo kicks and deals, and this is fouled off. Hit off the third deck and come bounding down. And that's outside ball four. So Reyes works the walk. Two outs and two are now on for the Grizzlies. And now Kelvin Hidalgo will hit with runners on the corners. But Yorman Bazzardo, the pitching coach for the Storm, is going to come out. And he will talk to Almedo. No activity in the Lake Elsinore bullpen. And so this is an opportunity for the Grizzlies to get to the Lake Elsinore starter. Get this game even. Maybe even take the lead. All this coming with two outs. The two-out triple by Tommy Hotvey.
Thank you.
So here is Hidalgo, 1-for-2. Runners on the corners, two outs, bottom of the fifth. First pitch is in the dirt, good block by King. 1-1, no strikes. Like Elsinore scored twice in the first. Grizzlies answered with one. Now trying to even this thing up. Hidalgo takes, and it's a called strike. As it settles in just above the knees of Hidalgo, right over the plate. 89 miles an hour, 1-1. Reyes, really good speed on first. Could run here. There he goes. And it's grounded through the right side and into right field. Hotvey's going to score. Reyes will get to third. The RBI knocked by Kelvin Hidalgo ties the game at 2. Hit and run. And great contact. Exactly what the Grizzlies wanted to see. Hidalgo comes through with the clutch hit. Nothing that B.Y. Choi could do about it. And now the go-ahead run, standing at third base. Two outs and three straight base runners for Fresno in front of their leading RBI guy. There goes Hidalgo. Roynier Hernandez takes a strike, no throw. And Hidalgo takes second, standing up. Kelvin Hidalgo had a steal earlier. It's his second of the game and his fifth of the season. So two guys in scoring position and activity starting in the Lake Elsinore bullpen. Reyes is a third of the way home off the third baseline. Pitches outside, and King now recognizes that Yiker Reyes was halfway down the line in his secondary lead. I don't know that Cesar Galvez wants him that far. I mean, Evans isn't in the picture. He is at shortstop. 1-1 to Hernandez. Omedo delivers, and it's fouled back. 1-2. I don't know. This could be interesting. Evans is not even bothering with Yiker Reyes. Two strikes. I mean, Reyes is most of the way home. 1-2 pitch. Hernandez takes just off the plate inside. Fastball ran upstairs. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two and two to Hernandez. Outside, 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Omedo retired 12 in a row, and Reyes was thinking about it. Omedo stepped off, and the Grizzlies were trying to see exactly what Kleber Omedo would do. Payoff pitch to Roynier Hernandez, and it's inside, 4. Second walk issued to Roynier Hernandez. And the bases are loaded for Kevin Fitzer. Fitzer hit a ball pretty solidly off of the foot of Kleber Omedo last time he was up, but he will not see Omedo here. Brian Burris is out, and Brian Burris is going to make a pitching change. We're going to tell you about the new pitcher when we come back. Fresno has tied this game, and they're trying to take the lead in the fifth. 2-2 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
They've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning judgy glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion. Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Bernard Jose will be the new pitcher for Lake Elsinore, and he inherits a mess. Bases are full as the Grizzlies finally get to Kleber Olmedo, but it was not easy as 12 straight Grizzlies were retired in order. But they do get the tying run. It was a two-out triple by Tommy Hotvey to start the party. Yiker Reyes walked. Kelvin Hidalgo singles through the right side to get Hotvey home. And now another walk to Hernandez. It'll be Bernard Jose facing Kevin Fitzer. 0-for-2 so far tonight. Trying to put the Grizzlies in the lead. First pitch from Jose. Bends down low. Ball one. Fitzer made some loud contact at the end of the series at Inland Empire. And everybody in the Grizzlies clubhouse knows it's just a matter of time. 1-0. Outside corner. Called strike. And it's 1-1. Bernard Jose making his fourth appearance of the year. 5.2 innings worked. 4.67 ERA. 1-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss through a breaking ball. And it's 1-2. Lots of speed stuff to Fitzer. Reyes on third. Hidalgo on second. Hernandez on first. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth. A run already across to tie this game at two. Jose's 1-2 pitch. And Fitzer rakes it into left field. Down for a hit. In to score is Reyes. Hidalgo right behind him. And it's a two-run single for Kevin Fitzer to give the Grizzlies the lead. Everybody was saying it was just a matter of time before Fitzer started to showcase his bat-to-ball skills. And it's a breaking ball up in the zone. Doesn't try to overswing. And he does the job. 4-2 Fresno as Blake Wright comes to the plate. Grizzlies trying to pile on. And a fastball runs inside for ball one. Book's still not closed on Kleber Olmedo. He's responsible for the runner on second, Hernandez. 1-0 to Wright. And that's down the middle with the fastball. 89 for a strike. Blake Wright, 1-for-2. The RBI knock back in the first. All this with two outs. A triple, a walk, a single, another walk, and another single. This last one, the two-run single by Fitzer. 1-1. Wright watches another fastball. This one at 91. College strike, and it's 1-2. These are the innings that this Grizzlies team knows it can create. One guy gets on, the next guy's ready. 1-2 pitch, right? Watches outside, two balls and two strikes. Talking with the Grizzlies hitting coach Greg Jones before the start of this series, and he was saying that's the big emphasis is helping guys understand that the guy in the on-deck circle can do it, too, if you're not getting a pitch to hit. 2-2. Wright fouls it off. Sky high, out of play, and it goes up onto the roof on the first base side. Two and two to Blake Wright. Two outs, two on. Three runs already in the bottom of the fifth for the Grizzlies. The 2-2 from Jose is down low. Three balls, two strikes. 3-2 pitch. Runners go, and Wright fouls it back into the second deck. Four to two Fresno, a three-run fifth inning for the Grizzlies. Has given them the lead. Runners go again. Payoff pitch, and Wright fouls it off again. Bernard Jose having to work upon coming in. He was greeted by Kevin Fitzer's two-run single. And now an eight-pitch at bat, a battle against Blake Wright. Going back to what Greg Jones said, he told this team, find a pitch to hit and know that the guy behind you can back you up. Payoff pitch. Wright takes down low, ball four. It's the third walk of the inning issued by the Lake Elsinore pitching staff, and it will load the bases again, this time for Francisco Garcia. Ninth hitter of the inning. And the Grizzlies looking to add to the two-run lead. Garcia, 0 for 2. Fielder's choice and a flyout to left. Jose out of the stretch. Delivers a first pitch. Misses away. Bendy stuff a little bit low, but it was off the plate. One ball, no strikes. Garcia's starting to lock in as well. Average a little misleading. 1-0 pitch runs inside. And Garcia dances out of the way. And then immediately, Yorman Bazardo will pop out and go visit the mound for the second time this inning, this time to a different pitcher. Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious one- and two-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Mound visit over, but the trouble isn't over yet for the Storm. Bases loaded, two outs. Six straight Grizzlies have reached. 2-0 to Garcia, bends in for a strike. That one, a lot of late life to it. Called strike, 2-1. Two one to Garcia. Bends in, just gets the inside corner. And it's a called strike. Two balls, two strikes. Two two pitch. Garcia swings and pops it up on the infield. Coming in is the shortstop Jackson. Calls everybody off, makes the catch. And ends the inning. So the Grizzlies send nine guys to the plate. They push across three runs. Tommy Hopvey started it with two outs. And Fresno now has a 4-2 lead as we have completed five. New pitcher coming in for the Grizzlies. We'll tell you about him when we come back. Grizzlies in front in downtown Fresno on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Wookiees and Jedi. Star Wars Night is back at Chukchansey Park. Join the Fresno Grizzlies on Friday, May 9th for an unforgettable evening filled with costume characters, special Star Wars jerseys, and Friday night fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and the Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets are available now, but hurry, they won't be around for long. Secure your spot today at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chukchansey Park ticket office. We'll see you on May 9th, and may the Force be with you.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Austin Becker will be the new pitcher for the Fresno Grizzlies, with Fresno staked to a 4-2 lead. Becker makes his third appearance of the year. He hasn't allowed a run in three innings. He has struck out four and walked three, allowed just two hits. And see the opponent's average against. We'll face B.Y. Choi and the rest of the bottom third of the lineup for Lake Elsinore. Choi, 1-for-2, followed by Wilson and Wells against the righty Becker. Pitch fouled off. 1-1, fastball right at the belt. Ismael Luciano's night is done, and how he only gave up two runs. He navigated a whole bunch of traffic. Five hits, five walks in five innings. But he did use three strikeouts to keep the Storm off the scent. Fastball misses down low from Becker. That had a little sink to it. 88 miles an hour. Swing and a miss by Choi. Two balls, two strikes. That fastball just jumped by him at 94. Becker 2-2. Breaking ball runs inside. And the count runs full to Choi, 3-2. Choi, the double back in the fourth. It looked like the promising start to the inning, but he was left stranded at third. 3-2, and he will draw the walk to start the sixth. He's not base runner aboard. And Lake Elsinore has created quite the footpath on the bases tonight. They have had runners on in every inning. Now Ryan Wilson, who is 1-for-2, hit with one on and nobody out in the sixth. Becker's first pitch grounded up the middle to second. Hernandez fields it, steps on the base himself, throws the first. There's another double play for Fresno. This time, Hernandez takes it himself to second and makes the throw. Fresno has turned 12 double plays this year, 9 here at Chuck Chancey Park. That leads the Cal League, and that is becoming a calling card of this Grizzlies team. So, quickly, two are out for Kaysen Wells. Reached on to fielder's choice and was hit by a pitch. Watches a breaking ball over from Becker for strike one. 4-2 Fresno in the top of the sixth. You wonder how Grizzlies pitchers have kept it to two runs as Wells takes a big swing and miss. Hacking at a fastball, 0-2. No balls, two strikes to Wells. Becker trying to get out of the sixth inning. Eckers 0-2 in the dirt. Good block by Castillo. One ball, two strikes. Tight ball games. That has been another calling card of this Fresno team through the first 10 games. 1-2 pitch to Wells is spoiled foul behind the plate. And how do you win tight ball games? Pitching and defense. And that has really shown up for Fresno when the games have been tight. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Becker gets the strikeout, a double play, and then a strikeout to work around the leadoff walk. three batters in the inning for the Storm. And they are held without a run, held without a hit in the sixth. We'll head to the bottom of the inning. It is 4-2 Fresno on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Celebrate 10 delicious years of the Fresno Tacos on Friday, May 30th at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Premier Valley Bank. Enjoy incredible tacos from your favorite trucks. Plus, get a Fresno Tacos replica giveaway jersey and enjoy Friday night fireworks, both presented by Toyota. This fiesta is one you won't want to miss, so get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. And remember, tacos and baseball are always better in Fresno.
Fresno Grizzlies have a 4-2 lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bernardo Jose came on at the end of that inning in the fifth as the starter, Kleber Olmedo, was really good. He had retired 12 in a row from the end of the first into the start of the fifth inning. And then the Grizzlies with two outs behind Tommy Hopvey would end up sending nine to the plate. Six guys reached in a row. And they scored three runs. Luis Mendez started last inning, but that was against Olmedo. Now facing Bernard Jose, takes outside. It's 1-0. Olmedo finishes 4 2/3, struck out five, gave up four hits, walked three, four runs all charged to him. Breaking ball cut on and missed by Mendez. And it's 1-1. Breaking ball chopped up the first baseline, foul. Forgot to tell you, Cesar Galvez, the Grizzlies manager, is the third base coach. And the bench coach, Dave Keller, is the first base coach. Brian Burris for Lake Elsinore stands over at third for them. And their bench coach, Greg Starbuck, is their first base coach. Doing it so late, I'll tell you everybody now. 1-2 pitch to Mendez. Hangs outside for ball two. Two balls, two strikes to the Grizzlies DH tonight. Looking for his first hit. Both him and Castillo 0-2 with two strikeouts. The 2-2 pitch, and it's further outside. Three balls, two strikes. We said it yesterday, haven't talked about it much, because it is probably the weakness of this Lake Elsinore team, but the bullpen has struggled with command. They have walked a lot of guys this year. 3-2 pitch. Mendez chases upstairs, and he's down on strikes for the third time. It's Bernard Jose's first strikeout tonight. And there's the first out of the sixth as Juan Castillo comes to the plate. Lake Elsinore coming into tonight had walked 71 batters in 86 innings. That is by far the most of any team in the Cal League as a fastball misses inside to Castillo. A bulk of that had been their relievers because they were throwing most of the innings. Fastball at the top of the zone for a strike. And it tailed back in to Castillo. 1-1. Storm relievers. So 1-1 to Castillo is cut on and miss. Is inside and tied him up. 1-2. Storm starters had only gone now 36 2/3 innings after Olmedo's start. One 2-pitch to Castillo. Outside, doesn't get the call. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That two-seamer didn't quite come back. But 31 walks in those 36 innings by Storm starters. 2-2 to Castillo. Swings and he misses. And 2 strikeouts now for Bernard Jose. And 7-8 spot tonight for the Grizzlies. Been beat up on a little bit. But Tommy Hotvey was the rally starter back in the 5th inning. You get a triple and you get your picture back up on the video board. It was Clint Hurdle's headshot for the first 2 at-bats as Hotvey watches outside. And Hotvey tripled, scored the tying run, and they have put Tommy Hotvey's profile picture back up next to Tommy Hotvey's name. 1-0 pitch on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Really good to have the Rockies special advisor to the GM back, and he's so good with the players. 1-1. And Hotvey rakes this one down the right field line, but just a bit foul. Caden Hollow was hugging the line this time. He says, I learned my lesson and still couldn't get to that one. And it's 1-2. But I think he was surprised that Hotvey had pranked him in spring training. He was happy to dish it back out. 1-2 pitch upstairs. 2 balls and 2 strikes. I think that speaks to some of the great relationships, though, in this organization. Not just the Grizzlies, but across affiliates. 2-2 to Hotvey outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Two outs here in the bottom of the 6th. The Grizzlies have a 4-2 lead on the Lake Elsinore Storm. 3-2 pitch to Hotvey, way outside, ball 4. And so Fresno looking for maybe another 2-out rally for the 2nd straight inning. Lake Elsinore has a lefty warming up in the bullpen. And it looks like Bodhi Rascone, 6'5", southpaw. 2 outs, 1 on for Yiker Reyes. And Jose is going to turn and throw to check on Hotvey, who's back in with a dive. First pitch to Reyes, misses outside. Now out to talk to his pitcher is Lamar King. It's the 3rd visit used up by Lake Elsinore. Bernard Jose working out of the stretch. 1-0 pitch to Reyes, too far outside. 90-mile-an-hour fastball misses. 2 balls, 2 strikes. King, for the most part, I think, is just setting up right down the middle and trying to handle things on both sides of the plate. 2-0 to Reyes. Swing and a miss. 91 on the fastball. That two-seamer, a lot of lateral movement, moving away from the lefty. Well, it's 2-1 to Reyes. Ball got away from the Lake Elsinore bullpen and came rolling back behind home plate. Now a righty warming up for the Storm. 2-1 pitch. Reyes sprays it into left center field. Long run for Wells, but the speedy center fielder in left center is going to track it down to make the catch in the inning. Reyes trying to go to a place that he would have been able to get extra bases, but it just hung up. No runs, no hits One left stranded for Fresno in the bottom of the sixth. To the seventh we will go. It is 4-2 Grizzlies on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
I can't do it anymore. Another touch base, another pivot, another sync with Gary. What does that even mean? I'm escaping in my 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Multi-terrain select, four-wheel drive, 326 net horsepower, so I can drive far, far from Gary. Goodbye, inbox. Hello, great outdoors. I'm making eye contact with a deer right now. We get each other. Thank you, 4Runner. I live here now. Toyota, let's go places.
One of the most affordable tickets in all of professional sports is right here at Chukchansey Park. Single game tickets start at only $8. You can skip the lines and buy online at FresnoGrizzlies.com. From the Kodiak Club to right behind home plate, your favorite seat is just a click away. Don't forget to check out FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers for great deals. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Start of the seventh inning means it's time for the Slack boys to go to bed at my house. Love you, fellas. We'll see you in the morning. But the Grizzlies lead 4-2 in the start of the seventh. Austin Becker on for his second inning to work. Going to deal with the top of the lineup for Lake Elsinore. Ryan Jackson, Lamar King, Alex McCoy. Becker worked around a leadoff walk last inning. Got a double play and a strikeout to get out of that frame. He misses here to Jackson, who has walked twice. All of his at-bats, though, he's 0 for 1. He grounded out to start the game. We're against Ismael Luciano. 1-0 pitch. This bends away. For ball two. Jackson, the USC product, really disciplined and talented hitter. Two balls, no strikes, and that is in there for strike one. 92 from Becker on the fastball. Swing and a miss. 93. Outer part of the plate. Jackson just behind it. 2-2. Becker kicks and deals, and that is outside. Good spot. Middle of the thighs, height-wise, just a bit off the plate. And the count runs full. 3-2 to Ryan Jackson. Becker's offering breaking ball. Froze him. Oh, he's fancy. Austin Becker gets the backwards K to start the seventh. Got him looking. One out, nobody on, and Lamar King, who has been quiet thus far, did score back in the first after a walk, but 0 for 2. Watches a breaking ball fall in for strike one. That curveball, Becker has good bite to it. A one pitch. Bends away and low. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 misses down low. Two balls and a strike. To Lamar King. Becker, fastball, curveball, and will mix in a changeup. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball, too far inside. Heavy diet of curveballs for Lamar King. This one never quite came back. And it's 3-1 to the Storm catcher. 3-1 pitch. Becker deals a fastball, and it's popped up on the hands, off the hands, and onto the concourse. That somehow didn't hit the second deck. but landed right on top of the concourse. That is not easy to do. Get a hot dog, get a baseball. Hot dog's only $3 at Chick Chansey Park now. 3-2 pitch to King. Swung on and missed. Becker runs it up to 94 and by Lamar King. Back-to-back strikeouts for Becker make it 3 in a row for the right-hander. Second out in the 7th, and now it's Alex McCoy. Another powerful right-handed bat. 0-for-2 with a walk. Left hanging at second back in the 5th. He'll watch a fastball, 94 again from Becker. Austin's starting to ramp it up, and there's activity in the Grizzlies' bullpen. Might be his signal to empty the tank. 0-1 pitch in the dirt. Good block by Castillo. 1-1. Curveball. A lot of late movement, and I think McCoy is trying to pick out another fastball. 1-1. Becker delivers. Swing and a miss, and it was a fastball that McCoy was hunting. This ball is outside, and McCoy was looking to turn it around. 1-2. Becker trying to get through the 7th. His 1-2 pitch is called strike 3. Oh, he's fancy. Got him looking. Frozen to end the 7th. 4 strikeouts for Austin Becker to end 2 innings of work. Time to stretch. After all that fun, bottom of the 7th coming up. Grizzlies lead 4-2 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Affordable family fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Did you know that a single gallon of used motor oil can pollute 1 million gallons of fresh drinking water? If you change your own oil, do your part to reduce oil pollution by recycling. Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Just take them to a certified collection center or use the City of Fresno's curbside collection program. Call 621-1452 to request free program containers. Get more information at fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111. That's 621-1111. Program funded by Cal Recycle.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at fresnogrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
New pitcher for the Lake Elsinore Storm will be left-hander Bodie Rascone. He'll take over as the third pitcher of the night for the Storm. And this pitching change courtesy of Roto-Rooter, the plumbing experts Fresno has trusted for over 90 years and open 24/7 with no weekend fees. Roto-Rooter. So the relief outing done for Bernard Jose with an inning and a third, 2 strikeouts, 2 walks, and a hit. As Kelvin Hidalgo will stand in against the lefty Rascone. Hidalgo, nice night. Is 2-for-3, 2 runs scored, 2 stolen bases, and an RBI. RBI tied the game. And then it was Jose who gave up the hit to Fitzer that is the difference in this game. Those runs were charged to the starter, Kleber Olmedo. 2-0 to Hidalgo. Rascone winds and deals, and that's outside. 3 balls, no strikes. For Rascone, making his first appearance with the Storm, and he misses with 4 straight to Hidalgo, leadoff man aboard here in the bottom of the 7th. Roynier Hernandez has walked twice, 0-for-1, officially in this game. And now a conference at the mound. I was double-checking just to make sure that I was correct in saying that Rascón was making his season debut, pitched at Fort Wayne last year. And the Storm made a flurry of transactions yesterday before the game. Rascón was one of them, came from the Arizona Complex League, facing Hernandez, and he misses. Fifth straight pitch out of the zone upon coming in. So I've talked a lot about Alex McCoy and Kavarys Tears, who were added yesterday. Fastball across to Hernandez, who's taking all the way. It's 1-1. So Rascón, Will Varmet, who is slated to start on Sunday, came from Fort Wayne. And then Miguel Mendez and Victor Conrad all added to this roster yesterday. So that was six guys that the Storm got. As Hernandez shot one foul, 1-2. Nobody out. Bottom of the seventh. Leadoff man aboard in Hidalgo. 1-2 to Hernandez. And that is outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez has been such a consistent bat for Cesar Galvez. I believe he is one of two guys to play in every game so far this year. There goes Hidalgo. Got a good jump. Pitches a called strike three, but Hidalgo steals second. Hernandez in disbelief. Looking back at Brady Parrish, the home plate umpire. But that is the third stolen base of the day for Hidalgo. And he is now the team leader in stolen bases. Came in with three, now he's got six. Here's Kevin Fitzer, big hit in his last at-bat. RBI situation again, and he takes on the inside corner, 95 from Rascón for a called strike. Fitzer 1-for-3 thus far. Two-run single his last time up that broke a tie score. Takes down low. Changeup at 90. Four to two in the bottom of the seventh. Fresno trying to add to its lead. And Kelvin Hidalgo has been a spark plug. He stands on second. 1-1 to Fitzer. There he goes again. It's a called strike and nothing that Lamar King could do about it. Fourth steal of the game for Hidalgo. And the Grizzlies continue to run and run well. It is 1-2 now to Fitzer. Infield draws in with one out. 1-2 pitch. Fitzer swing and a miss. He's down on strike. So Rascón showing power stuff. Ran it up to 96. To get his second strikeout. And now Blake Wright. An RBI hit back in the first. 1-for-2 with a walk. Fresno's been running, though. Hidalgo with 4 stolen bases today. First pitch to Wright runs inside. He is the only Grizzly with the stolen base today. I was trying to check that. But they were 7-for-7 last night in steal attempts. 1-0 pitch to Wright runs up and away. 95 for ball two. 2 balls and 0 strikes. So Fresno with 26 stolen bases as a team on this season. 2-0 pitch, right? Chops it to short. Jackson coming up, backhands it, gloves it, and throws to first. to end the inning. Grizzlies get a man on to start the inning, but they leave him stranded. And so after seven innings, it's still a two-run Fresno lead. New arm coming in for Fresno. I'll tell you about him when we start the eighth. This is the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
There is no better way to support the Fresno Grizzlies than to wear the bear. Get official Grizzlies merchandise in the Grizzlies team store. It's the best place to grab all of the alternative identities like the Tacos, Lowriders, Tigers, and Growers. And new Grizzlies gear will be added before every homestand this season, along with exclusive theme night merchandise. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Want to start saving more on your groceries? Sign up for the Save Mart Rewards program. Save Mart Rewards is free, and it only takes seconds to start taking advantage of the benefits. You'll get special offers, digital coupons, and earn points every time you shop. Then you can turn those points into dollars off at the register. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Tyler Hampu will come into the game. And he will be the third pitcher for Fresno after two outstanding innings of relief from Austin Becker. Struck out the last four he faced. He did walk one batter and he got a double play. And then he struck out four in a row. That was all protecting the 4-2 Grizzlies lead. So now it is Tyler Hampu. Fourth appearance for the right-hander from Austin P. Four innings. He's allowed just two runs, facing Sean Barnett, Caden Hollow, and Zach Evans. 4-5 and 6 in the lineup for Lake Elsinore. Barnett, two doubles against Luciano, and then struck out in the fifth. 2-for-3. Hampu's 1-0 pitch runs down and out at 93. Two balls, no strikes. Right across at the knees from Hampu. 94, right at the bottom of the zone. Two balls and a strike. Hampu last threw on Sunday. Gave up two runs in an inning against Inland Empire. 2-1 pitch. Grounded sharply through the left side, and it rolls through into left field. A leadoff hit for Sean Barnett in a three-hit game for the Storms DH. He has had half of the offense for Lake Elsinore tonight. And two doubles, including one that helped set up the scoring back in the first. He later scored on Caden Hollow's two-run single. Hollow stands in with one on. First pitch strike right on the top outside corner of the strike zone, 0-1. Grizzlies have turned two double plays tonight. That has been a big momentum shift as the pitch misses outside, kind of floats up and away. One ball, one strike. There was the one to end Luciano's outing in the fifth, and then the one to start Becker's outing in the sixth. Pitch misses outside. Two balls and a strike. Hampu trying to find command a little bit here to start this eighth inning. Be interested to see who might be on tap for the ninth. 2-1 pitch. Hampu delivers and Hollow hacks at it. Right at the belt. Fastball at 91, and Hollow took a big swing. Rocked back onto his heels. And asked for time right after it. 2-2. 4-2, Fresno in the top of the eighth. Tied run at the plate, though, for Lake Elsinore. and hollow, very late emergency check swing. Really indecisive as to how much that 85-mile-an-hour changeup was going to come back down. And just got a piece of it. Sent it into the storm dugout. 2-2 from Hampu is rope into right field. A base hit. Racing around second is Barnett. Hollow's going for second, and he will get there standing up. A double behind the single of Barnett. And two hard hit balls by Lake Elsinore to start this eighth inning. Has the tying run on second. And the go-ahead run at the plate. Here's Zach Evans. He grounded in to that double play at the end of Luciano's outing last time. And Jerry Sullivan, the Grizzlies pitching coach, is going to come out. And if you're listening to the pregame show, you heard LeBaron Johnson, last night's starter, talk about how helpful that Jerry Sullivan's been to this pitching staff in terms of expectations. LeBaron perfect through the first four innings of his professional debut. And Jerry Sullivan said, it's going to be harder to go out there the second time because everything else is going to seem like it pales in comparison. So here's Zach Evans. He has been a big run producer for Lake Elsinore through the first 10 games of the season. Held quiet tonight to this point, 0-for-3, and he takes a fastball just outside. One ball, no strikes. Barnett off third, Hollow off second. First two batters to reach for the Storm. 1-0. Poured in for a strike. Much different situation for Fresno right now. Playing back potentially to concede one run. But you don't want to give up the tying run. 1-1 pitch. And this is roped into the gap. It's going to get down. Both runners are going to score. Into second goes Evans. And there's the Storm's RBI guy. RBIs 9 and 10 on the season, and we are tied at 4. Three hard hit balls for Lake Elsinore to start this inning. And just like that, the Fresno lead has been erased. Here comes B.Y. Choi. 1-for-2 so far this evening. Hampu kicks and deals, and Choi shows bunt. Takes a 94-mile-an-hour fastball high instead. Ball one. These tight games. Lake Elsinore showing their offensive prowess as Hampu pours in a fastball at 93. Right in the middle of the zone, 1-1. Hidalgo holding Evans close to the bag at second. He's also playing Choi to pull. 1-1. Runs down and in. Change up from Hampu at 86. Two balls and a strike. Big hole on the left side, and Choi, I think, is a guy who can go that way. 2-1 pitch. Gets the call. Fastball on the inner part of the plate. Choi, I think, was expecting a pitch away. Castillo was set up outside. And I think Choi's able to see the defense, see that Hidalgo's close to second, Wright's close to third. There's a big gap on the left side of the infield. Hampu's 2-2. is in there. Called strike three. 94 froze him right at the bottom of the zone. And I think Choi felt it was a little low. That is a key out number one for Tyler Hampu. One out, and Ryan Wilson, who is 1-for-3, will step in for the Storm. Go ahead, run for Lake Elsinore, stands on second. First pitch is inside. Ball one. Four to four. As Lake Elsinore, two runs in the first. They have finally answered back after four unanswered from Fresno. It stayed 4-2 for two full innings before they were able to tie it. Runs inside. Three balls, no strikes. Ryan Wilson. Hampu kicks and deals. Doesn't get the call outside. Ball four. So two on, one out. And it will set up the double play potentially for Cason Wells, but Cesar Galvez is on the top step. And here comes Galvey. I think he will make a pitching change. New pitcher for Fresno on their way in. Tie ball game here on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Celebrate 10 delicious years of the Fresno Tacos on Friday, May 30th at Chuck Chansey Park. Presented by Premier Valley Bank. Enjoy incredible tacos from your favorite trucks. Plus, get a Fresno Tacos replica giveaway jersey and enjoy Friday night fireworks. Both presented by Toyota. This fiesta is one you won't want to miss. So get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. And remember, tacos and baseball are always better in Fresno.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of Minor League Baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Skip the lines and buy your tickets online at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Tickets starting at $8. Grizzlies Baseball offers one of the most affordable tickets in all of professional sports. Fourth pitcher of the game for the Grizzlies will be last night's winner, Fidel Ulloa. The right-hander coming on for the fifth time this year. He worked a scoreless inning last night, struck out two. And has two and a third scoreless innings of relief. He did have a little of an auspicious trip to Inland Empire. He's been pretty good here in Fresno. And there's going to be a pinch hitter. Kavaris Tears is going to hit for Cason Wells. Tears made his professional debut last night. Drafted out of the University of Tennessee, fourth round pick. 6 foot, 200 pound left handed hitter. And he hit a ball really far. 2-for-4 in his pro debut. And there you see the numbers on Ulloa. 1-0 with a 4.76 ERA. We'll face the left-hander Tears with two on and one out in this eighth inning in a tie ball game. First pitch was up high with the fastball at 93. One ball, no strikes. Hidalgo is holding Evans close to second. Grizzlies expecting Tears to pull, and he takes a big swing over a 93-mile-an-hour pitch. He got a piece of the mask of Juan Castillo. It's 1-1. Tears last night was all or nothing. Two strikeouts to go with the home run and the single. Leo is 1-1. Tears takes inside. Staying pretty firm, but that one bounding in on the left-hand hitter with some break. Still at 87 with the slider. 2-1. Leoa back with it. Fastball high. 3 balls and a strike. Top of the lineup is looming. Pitch. Leoa catches the outside corner with the fastball. Perfect spot, knee high, right on the black. Tears with the shrug of the shoulders, knows he's going to see another pitch. 3-2 to the pinch hitter. Ulloa deals, runners go, pitches fouled off. They got a good jump on Ulloa, but it's an action pitch. Think Lake Elsinore figuring even if there is a strikeout, at least you get both runners into scoring position. Trying to put some pressure on Ulloa and the Grizzlies. Payoff pitch one more time. Runner's not going this time, and Tears sprays it out to left. Fitzer coming on, can't get it. It skips in front of him. The throw's going to come in, and it hit the runner Evans. And Wright corrals it, so everybody advances 90 feet. The bases will be loaded for Ryan Jackson. Jackson 0-for-2, has walked twice. 4 set up at every base in a tie game. 2 runs already across in this inning. Big swing and a miss over the slider. It's 0-1. Lake Elsinore putting on the pressure. The 0-1 pitch. In the dirt, gets by Castillo, kicks back. Castillo on the ricochet, turns, tags, got him! Oh, Evans tried to come home, and that was the luckiest bounce for the Grizzlies that you ever did see. Because it hopped right back into the lap of Castillo, and that was the only way that he was going to be able to get the out. Runners move up to second and third. Juan did everything he could to get to it, and I don't think Zach Evans expected that there would even be a play at the plate when that one got by. 1-1 pitch to Jackson, swing and a miss. 87 again, another slider. And it's 1-2. The infield backs up for the Grizzlies. Playing for the right-hand hitter to pull. Everybody shaded to the left. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Castillo blocks this one. Another slider. Lots of them from Ulloa to Jackson in this at-bat. 3 straight hits to start the inning. Against Tyler Hampu, Choi struck out, then the walk. Tears single, and then the wild pitch. Swing and a miss, 95 at the letters to end the inning. And Ulloa gets out of the jam. The bounce of fortune for the Grizzlies in the 8th keeps this one level as Castillo tags out Evans. And then Ulloa gets a strikeout to end the threat. We're tied at 4. Going to the bottom of the 8th at Chukchansey Park. This is the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network. Hey there, cool cats. Chuck Chancey Gold is coming at you with a $600,000 Shake, Rattle, and Win Mustang and Cash giveaway. Play and earn entries for the drawings on Thursdays and Fridays for your chance to win your share. Grand finale on Friday, May 2nd. You can cruise away in a new Mustang. Be sure to visit Chuck Chancey soon. Must be 21 or older to play.
Now making its debut at Chuck Chancey Park, the $3 value menu. In 2025, ballpark favorites are only $3. Get hot dogs, popcorn, pretzels, nachos, chips, soda, and ice cream sandwiches for just $3 each, all season long. Plus, you can snag a 12-ounce canned beer for only $5. With tickets already starting at just $8, there is truly no better value than Grizzlies baseball in 2025. We'll see you at Chuck Chancey Park.
Storm will move the defense around a little bit. Kavarius Tears, who singled, I think has been removed from this game. I think that's Colton Vincent out in left field. Alex McCoy has moved from left to right. And Ryan Wilson is now in center. So double check to make sure that is Vincent out and left, as Grizzlies will start this inning with Francisco Garcia, Luis Mendez, and Juan Castillo against Bodie Rascon, who walked a hitter and then struck out two last inning upon coming in relief. Garcia quickly in the driver's seat, 2-0 after a couple of fastballs up and out of the zone. Fastball in there for a strike. Two-one. Garcia watches it up and away. 95 again from Rascon, but he has had a hard time getting it down. Lefty winds and deals. 3-1 is outside. So Garcia aboard on the leadoff walk. And in front of Luis Mendez. A lot of options on the table here for Fresno. Garcia, a couple of stolen bases to his credit on the season. Mendez might be looking to bunt. Nope, not. Takes a fastball. 94, too far inside, 1-0. Now, I can't confirm. It is Colton Vincent out in left field. So I don't think Tears remained in the game. Fastball runs high and tight to Mendez. Two balls and no strikes. And Rascon having a hard time finding his command upon going back out there. Vincent's going to stay in the game in the 9 spot. Like I said, Wilson to center, McCoy to right. 2-0. Mendez taking all the way and watches a fastball nick the outside edge. 2-1. Go-ahead run on first for Fresno and double barrel action. Two righties warming up. Mendez sprays one foul above the Lake Elsinore dugout. Even with third base, just behind the fastball. 2-2 to the Fresno DH. Lefty-lefty matchup. Here in the bottom of the eighth, Storm had the early 2-0 lead. Fresno cut it in half in the bottom of the first. They added a 3-run inning to take the lead 4-2. And then a 2-run top of the eighth for Lake Elsinore has this game tied. Pitch miss outside to Mendez. 82-mile-an-hour breaking ball fills the count 3-2. Garcia off first. Nobody out in the eighth. Payoff pitch to Mendez is sprayed foul off the hands. back into the Lake Elsinore dugout. Rascone just bearing in with that 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Juan Castillo waiting on deck. The payoff pitch to Mendez. Rascone delivers, and Mendez grounds it to the left side. Jackson moving to his right, fumbles it, and he can't field it cleanly. They thought they had the tailor-made double play. Instead, trouble. And Fresno will bring in a runner. Clayton Gray is going to run for Francisco Garcia at second. Will be a straight error on Jackson. And Brian Burris has popped up out of the Lake Elsinore bullpen. And he is going to go to a right-hander against the righty Castillo. 4-4 game, bottom of the eighth. And the Fresno Grizzlies are threatening. We'll tell you about the new pitcher when we come back. Second game of this six-game series coming down to the wire on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Celebrate America's birthday with the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July celebration at Chuck Chancey Park. It's the hottest ticket in town, featuring baseball, food, family fun, and the largest fireworks show in the valley, presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com before they're gone. This event will sell out fast. And don't forget, if you can't make it on July 4th, don't worry. There's an encore fireworks show on July 5th. Make your Independence Day unforgettable. Only in downtown Fresno.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Fourth pitcher of the game for Lake Elsinore is going to be Mario Zabala. Puerto Rican right-hander from San Juan, 6 foot, 206 pounds. Will come on with two on and nobody out. With Juan Castillo, Tommy Hotvey, and Yiker Reyes lined up. Zabala making his fourth appearance of the year, has allowed two runs in five and a third. He's given up nine hits, walked two in that time frame, but he struck out five. Bode Rascone responsible for both runners on, albeit Luis Mendez reached on the error. It could have been a tailor-made double play. Clayton Gray, the pinch runner at second for Francisco Garcia, and Juan Castillo showing bunt. Castillo takes, and it's a fastball in for strike one, 89 miles an hour. First and second, nobody out here in the eighth. 4-4 game. Castillo showing bunt and fouls it off. Garcia walked to start the inning. And then after the error, Gray came in as a pinch runner at second. 0-2. Castillo still showing bunt, and he takes outside. 1-2. Breaking ball at 81, trying to make it hard on Castillo. Big lead at first for Mendez. Castillo still showing bunt, puts it down first base side. It's a good one. It hits the lip, and it's going to stay fair. Stayed right inside the first baseline. What a bunt from Castillo. and the bases are loaded for Tommy Hopfe. That one could not have been rolled up the first baseline any better. And now it's Hopfe who sparked the offense in the fifth with a triple. If you're watching on the stream, look at that bunt. It hit the lip, but it just didn't go away. First pitch to Hopfe is down low and away for ball one. Gray the runner on third. Mendez off second. Castillo off first. Infield in for Lake Elsinore in the bottom of the eighth. 1-0 to Hopfe. Poured in at 93 for a strike. Rascone responsible for both the runner at third and the runner at second. Zabala's 1-1. Hopfe takes down low. King tried to hold it with the fastball just below the knees. Two balls and a strike to the switch hitting Hopfe. Hitting left-handed. Side he hit the triple from. 2-1. Laced up the middle. Gray will score. Mendez will score. To third goes Castillo, and Tommy Hopfe drives in two to give the Grizzlies the lead back. Well, a good offensive night for Tommy Hopfe. And even better, swinging it with authority from the left-hand side tonight. He'll break the 4-4 tie here in the eighth. And the inning's still going first and third for Yiker Reyes. 6-4 Fresno in the eighth. Zabala is going to be hit with a pitch clock violation. So it's 1-0 to Reyes. One-oh pitch. There goes Hopfe. Pitches a called strike. No throw from King. Tommy Hopfe steals second. It's his fourth steal of the year. The fifth stolen base by Fresno tonight. Takes away the force. Nobody out still here in the eighth. So the Lake Elsinore defense is in. 1-1 to Reyes. He can't check his swing. It's a called strike anyways. On that inner corner. One ball, two strikes. Zabala delivers inside. Two balls, two strikes. Mario Zabala trying to get out of this jam, but Lake Elsinore in a tough spot. Two runs already in. Two more guys on and nobody out here in the eighth. Pitch to Reyes down and away. Three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch to Reyes. Zabala delivers and it's down and in. Ball four. Bases will be loaded. Grizzlies have done a really good job tonight at not forcing the issue in at-bats. That is the eighth walk issued by Lake Elsinore pitching tonight. And they came in that had been a problem. Here's Kelvin Hidalgo. First pitch down and away. Big night for the Grizzlies shortstop. He's stolen four bases because he's been on three times. Two hits, an RBI hit in the fifth that got Hopfe home. And then he walked back in the seventh. Bases loaded here. 1-0 pitch from Zabala, too high. And it's two balls and no strikes. Too far outside. Three balls and no strikes to Hidalgo, and Zabala having a hard time finding the zone. Ball four. That's going to force in a run. Just outside to Hidalgo, an RBI walk. Ninth walk issued by Lake Elsinore. Yorman Bizardo is going to allow the Lake Elsinore bullpen to spring back into action. Castillo in to score. Hotvey to third. Reyes to second. Hidalgo to first. And Roynier Hernandez coming to the plate looking to extend his hitting streak, which is at seven games. He's hit safely in nine of the first 10. And with a three-run lead, the Grizzlies really could open this one up here in the eighth. Seven to four, Fresno, a three-run eighth inning. Pitch to Hernandez. Bends in for strike one. Good night offensively for Fresno, and they have been delivering late. Zabala's pitch hammered into the left center field gap and down, and it gets away from Vincent. Two runs are going to score. Hidalgo stops at third. Hernandez slides into second. He's opened it up to a 9-4 lead. And the hitting streak extended for Roynier Hernandez. As Fresno has put five runs on the board here in the eighth to open up what was a tie ball game. Here's Kevin Fitzer. A big two-run single back in the fifth. One ball, no strikes to Fitzer. That one gets away from King. Two balls, no strikes. Nine runs on eight hits. Grizzlies have capitalized on some walks. They capitalized on a big error in this inning, but still nobody out. Fitzer taking all the way. Watches 94 at the belt. And how about the irony of the two big innings for Fresno tonight? Three runs in the fifth, all after two were out. As Fitzer pops up the 2-1 right side, and that will get out of play. Out by the Grizzlies' bullpen, back about 10 rows. Maybe more. So that fifth inning, all with two outs, they scored three runs. Here in the eighth, they have scored five before an out has been recorded. So when the offense has needed it tonight, they have shown up. 2-2, runs in tight to Fitzer. Thought it almost hit his hands. Fortunately, he gets out of the way. Big swing and a miss, and Fitzer down on strike. So there's the first out for Mario Zabala. Five hitters reached against him, and there was two hitters against Rascone in that inning. Blake Wright takes strike one. One for three tonight with a walk. Chopped towards short. Jackson picks this one, looks the runner back at third, throws out right at first. And two quick outs after the five runs that opened it up. And now Clayton Gray, who came on as a pinch hitter, will hit here in the eighth. Five runs across in this inning. It was 4-4 when the Grizzlies came to the plate. And they lead 9-4. First pitch to Gray, inside, ball one. Gray made his professional debut at Inland Empire, was added to the team last week. Got his first professional hit. Drove in a couple of runs with that hit. He watches upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. First at bat here in Fresno, and he is a professional hitter. Not just in the literal sense, but he's a good hitter. Was really good at Austin Peay. Tennessee native. 2-0 from Zabala, and taking all the way, watches a strike. To one pitch. That's on the outside corner, 2-2. Brady Parrish rung him up and said, "Are you sure?" And now we got it. Two balls, two strikes to Gray. Second and third, two outs in the eighth. Five runs across for the Grizzlies. A lot of things led to this inning. Leadoff walk to Garcia, who Gray's hitting for here. The error on the next play on the ground ball by Mendez. Juan Castillo's perfect bunt. 2-2. Gray fights it off. 95 in on the hands. That actually leaked out over the plate. And then Tommy Hotvey's two-run single. Two-two pitch. Gray takes it high and tight. Three balls, two strikes. Hidalgo, an RBI walk. And then Roynier Hernandez extends his hitting streak with a two-run double to make it a five-run inning. Payoff pitch. Gray grounds it sharply to the third baseman, Evans, who is standing at short, fields it, throws across. Hollow able to hold the base and get the out to end the inning. But Fresno takes a 4-4 game and blows it open. 9-4. Grizzlies with some cushion as we head to the ninth. New pitcher coming in as Fresno looks to get above 500 on the season. Tell you about the new arm when we hit the ninth. This is Fresno Grizzlies baseball on the Fresno Grizzly Audio Network.
Celebrate 10 delicious years of the Fresno Tacos on Friday, May 30th at Chuck Chancey Park. Presented by Premier Valley Bank. Enjoy incredible tacos from your favorite trucks. Plus, get a Fresno Tacos replica giveaway jersey and enjoy Friday night fireworks. Both presented by Toyota. This fiesta is one you won't want to miss. So get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. And remember, tacos and baseball are always better in Fresno.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Brady Hill will be the new pitcher for the Fresno Grizzlies as we start the ninth inning. 9-4, Fresno leading as Hill makes his fourth appearance. 2 1/3, giving up 3 runs. 3 hits and struck out 5. The native of Spokane, Washington, taken out of the 15th round in 2022 by the Colorado Rockies from San Jose State University. Familiar with the Valley. Pitched here last year for the Grizzlies, and he is on to shut the door. Fresno has not been in this position at home. Normally it's one run in the ninth, but the five-run eighth inning, gives them a five-run lead. King, McCoy, and Barnett, 2-3-4, due up for Lake Elsinore, trying to get it back. This has been where the instant offense has been for Lake Elsinore. First pitch fastball, 95, inner black, called strike to King. He is 0-for-3, walked and scored a run. And he fouls off the 0-1 offering, 96 from Hill. That was a fastball away. And Hill quickly ahead, 0-2. Good opportunity for Hill. Come in, throw strikes. Five-run lead, make them hit the ball. 0-2 pitch. Checks his swing. Nope, King couldn't hold up. Brady Parrish says he went after the slider, and it is a strikeout for Hill. Hill's three earned runs all came in his last outing at Inland Empire, which were Friday night. He struck out three in that outing, though. And so he gets a strikeout here, facing Alex McCoy with one out, nobody on in the ninth, and the first pitch is away, ball one. McCoy 0-for-3, which is kind of hard to believe because this guy, when he does connect, hits it hard. He struck out in his last at-bat. Hill kicks and deals. Big swing and a miss. 94 got it by him. Just above the belt. One ball, one strike. Hill outside with it. Two balls and a strike to McCoy. Now playing right field after Tears made that pinch hit at bat. Two-one pitch. Grounded. Nope. Popped up foul. It. The bat splinter. There was like an optical illusion on me there. I thought that ball bounced foul, and the next thing I know is hitting the top of the net. Took off the other direction. 2-2 from Hill. Solely out of the stretch. Long pause. And then deals high and tight. Fastball at 95. Makes McCoy, all 6-6 of him, duck out of the way. Payoff pitch to McCoy. Got him swinging. McCoy tried to climb the ladder, and that fastball just under his letters could not connect. Two strikeouts for Hill. And Lake Elsinore down to its final out. Sean Barnett had a really good night at the plate, though. 3-for-4, 2 runs scored. Trying to keep this game going. And he chases a high fastball from Hill. He's just running it up into the mid-90s. 96. 0-1. Another high fastball. This one in 95 gets a swing and a miss. A little bit lower, but still at the letters. Lake Elsinore down to its final strike. O-2 pitch. Slider runs away. Five-run eighth inning going to be the difference as Barnett fights it off, 1-2 again. But some crooked numbers tonight. The Storm, 2 runs in both the first and the eighth. And I think they were feeling good in both of those cases. 1-2 pitch from Hill. Barnett chases, strike three. Hill strikes out the side, and the Grizzlies win. Fresno takes the first two games of the series, and they are back above 500 for the first time since last week. A really good offensive night for the Grizzlies. 9 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Lake Elsinore, 4 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. The 5-run 8th certainly has to make the Grizzlies' dugout feel pretty good. A lot of good momentum tonight and plenty to talk about. We'll hope you stick around. The Tchaikovsky Gold Resort post-game show coming up next. We'll name a player of the game, get you our play of the game, and get you set for next week. We'll take a look around the California League as well. Final score, Fresno Grizzlies win this one 9-4 on a Wednesday night. And they're now 6-5. Lake Elsinore falls to 2-9. Tchaikovsky Gold postgame show coming up next on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using the City of Fresno's curbside collection program or by taking your used motor oil and oil filters to one of the many certified collection centers located throughout the City of Fresno. Certified collection centers will only accept uncontaminated used motor oil. To locate a certified collection center near you, go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111 for information. Program funded by Cal Recycle.
What better way to enjoy a Fresno Grizzlies game than with all of your friends and family? Ticket packages are available for groups of 20 or more. Chill by the pool or enjoy a company outing at the Estrella Jalisco Cantina, which runs up to 1,000 people. Group tickets are perfect for birthdays, family get-togethers, or just having a good time. There's an option for groups of every size. Call 559-320-TIXS to secure your tickets now.
This is the Fresno Grizzlies postgame show. Back to the booth to recap tonight's game with the voice of the Fresno Grizzlies, Tim Slapp.
Just about everything you'd want if you're a Fresno Grizzlies fan tonight. Pitching was solid, the defense excellent, and the offense came through exactly when it needed to. This is the Tchaikovsky Gold Resort postgame show. Come on up to Tchaikovsky Gold Resort and Casino and join the ultimate party where the excitement never stops for a day or an extended giveaway. Tchaikovsky promises an unforgettable experience. Well, Fresno tonight got down early. Ismael Luciano was throwing strikes, but Lake Elsinore was putting the ball in play. Ryan Jackson swinging the first pitch of the game, grounded out. And then Lamar King showed some patience. He walked. And then everything else was first pitch swinging in that first inning. Alex McCoy hit a really hard and loud out to left field. Sean Barnett doubled to put runners on second and third. And then Caden Hollow swinging on the first pitch, singled in both runs. And Lake Elsinore had a 2-0 lead just like that. But the Grizzlies did have a response in the bottom of the first with one out. Kelvin Hidalgo singled, moved to second on a pass ball, and stole third after a Roynier Hernandez walk and a strikeout to Kevin Fitzer. Blake Wright singled in the run and cut the Lake Elsinore lead in half. Luciano locked in from there, did not allow a run, worked around a couple of base runners in the second. In the third, he worked around a double. Lake Elsinore was just persistent, and they put runners on in the fourth as well. Grizzlies did struggle for a while. It was quiet at the end of the first inning on through the fifth as they could not figure out Kleber Olmedo. He struck out 5 and retired 12 in a row from that end of the first to the first two batters of the fifth. But Tommy Hotvey came up in the bottom of the fifth inning, and with Clint Hurdle's picture on the video board, tripled down the right field line to get the party started. Yanker Reyes then walked, and Kelvin Hidalgo came through with the RBI hit to tie the game at 2. But the Grizzlies weren't done, and after a Roynier Hernandez walk, forced Lake Elsinore to go to the bullpen. Kevin Fitzer came through with the 2-run single into left field to give the Grizzlies a 4-2 lead. 6 straight Grizzlies reached in that inning and put pressure on Lake Elsinore. Austin Becker was fantastic in relief of Luciano. He went 2 innings, struck out 4, and after he got a double play to work around a leadoff walk in the 6th, he struck out the final 4 batters that he faced to keep the lead at 4-2. But in the 8th, Lake Elsinore got some runs back. A leadoff single by Sean Barnett. Caden Hollow then doubled. A double by Zach Evans for RBIs 9 and 10 for the Lake Elsinore third baseman. Tied the game at 4. Fidel Ulloa came in, got out of the jam, got a strikeout, and one of the weirdest pass ball plays you will ever see as the ball got by Castillo. Evans tried to come home. Castillo got the most fortuitous hop right into his lap, turned around, tagged out Evans, and that pretty much stymied Lake Elsinore for the night because Ulloa got the strikeout right after that, and that zapped all momentum for the Storm. In the 8th, the Grizzlies opened it up, a leadoff walk to Francisco Garcia, and then Luis Mendez appeared to bounce into a double play against Bodie Rascón. But it was bobbled by Ryan Jackson at short. That left the runners on first and second. And then when Juan Castillo tried to sacrifice bunt with 2 strikes, he ended up putting down the best bunt you ever did see, right down the first baseline. It loaded the bases, and that set up tonight's play of the game. Two, one. Laced up the middle. Gray will score. Mendez will score. To third goes Castillo, and Tommy Hotvey drives in 2 to give the Grizzlies the lead back. Tommy Hotvey coming through with the bases loaded. Singled in 2 runs. The Grizzlies would add on with 3 more in the inning. Yiker Reyes walked, Kelvin Hidalgo walked to force in a run, and then Roynier Hernandez extended his hitting streak with a 2-run double. That made it 9-4. Brady Hill came in the 9th and slammed the door shut. Struck out the side as the final 4 Storm hitters went down via the K to end the ball game, and Fresno wins this one 9-4. Fidel Ulloa gets the win. He is now 2-0. He got the win last night as well. Bodie Rascón hung with the loss. He is now 0-1. Announced attendance tonight of 1,935, and the game took 2 hours and 51 minutes. Take one more break. Take a look around the Cal League when we come back. This is the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Nope. Not adulting today. Bills? No way. Work emails? Deleted. Meal prepping? Those are sad leftovers in new containers. I'm out. Good thing my 2025 Toyota Camry has available all-wheel drive. Perfect for dodging to-do lists. And with up to 232 horsepower and 51 miles per gallon combined, I can run forever. Ish.
Recalculating.
Nuh-uh. Recalculating my whole life. This Camry is freedom. I'll never grow up! Toyota. Let's go places.
Back on the Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino postgame show, the Fresno Grizzlies take the first 2 games of this series. They win on Wednesday night 9-4 here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno in front of 1,935 people in 2 hours and 51 minutes. Fidel Ulloa the winner, and a good night for Tommy Hotvey, the Fresno State product, with a triple that sparked the 5th inning rally. And a two-run single in the eighth. But Kevin Fitzer was the guy who put the Grizzlies in front in the fifth, and he was named tonight's SoFi Player of the Game, brought to you by SoFi, the all-in-one finance app where you can bank, borrow, and invest. Download the SoFi app today to get your money right. Grizzlies got it right tonight, and they get rewarded because Modesto lost. As we take a look around the California League, the Nuts, who were 8-2 entering the day, atop the California League and held what was a three-game lead on Fresno. But Modesto fell to Inland Empire 5-2 at John Thurman Field, just up the 99. As Inland Empire now 5-6 on the season. Stockton, though, will keep pace. They gain a game on Modesto. They came into the day at 6-4. They beat Visalia, also just down the road, as that game down in Visalia this evening. The Ports win 10-3. But the only Northern Division, or the other Northern Division team to lose tonight, San Jose falls at Rancho Cucamonga 5-3. And that is it. So the North had kind of had the advantage, had the jump on the South through the first 10 games or so this season. And the South getting some wins tonight, both Rancho Cucamonga and Inland Empire winning this evening. But Fresno gains a game. They're now just two games back and tied with San Jose for third place in the Northern Division standings. Lake Elsinore falling to 2-9, and they are now five games back in the South. Well, that'll do it for us tonight. We'll be back tomorrow when the Grizzlies host the Lake Elsinore Storm for game three of this six-game series. It is our first Thursday night of the year. I'm really excited about the 1v1 food truck throwdowns. I hope you'll come out. It's two Korean corn dogs that are going to be battling for Korean corn dog supremacy. And our friends at Fresno Street Eats helping us do that. Also, some beer specials on tap. Of course, we have the $3 value menu every night with Ballpark Classics. And then a really good pitching matchup. Two really good pitching prospects. The Colorado Rockies top prospect, you would say now, pitching-wise, Brody Brecht will make the start for Fresno. And then Boston Bateman, a really good pitcher for Lake Elsinore. That game at 6:50. We'll have the pregame show at 6:35. All the places that you were watching and listening to tonight, plus we'll be back on 1430 ESPN. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Grizzlies win this one tonight, 9-4. Fresno now 6-5 as they get above 500 once again. Lake Elsinore now 2-9. On behalf of the Fresno Grizzlies, I'm Tim Slack from downtown Fresno. Good night.